how's preparation been?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, everybody was kind of kicking stones there on Thursday, and everybody was kind of down a little bit. But, you know, as we've tried to talk to them, we're not at war here. We're not reinventing the wheel. We're not doing anything special. We've just got to do what we do a little bit better. And like I said, if we make two more shots, we're probably sitting around chuckling about how close we were to Dana and how great of a comeback it was and everything like that. So, you know, it's never as good as it seems, and it's never as bad as it seems, and somewhere in the middle, reality falls. And you know, we're not a terrible team, but we're not a championship team at this moment either. So we've got some work to do to get ourselves in a position that we want to be in as far as a conference championship tournament. That's still a goal. That's still attainable. As far as a national tournament bid, that's still a goal, and that's still attainable. So we've just got to kind of find a way to work through, you know, some of that mental fatigue, mental disappointment, and get ourselves back on track.
Coach, what happened on Wednesday?
Well, it was just a huge, huge run, obviously, in the first half, that 25-0 run, which, you know, I mean, we burnt two timeouts, and I was probably a little bit reluctant to try and burn three. I thought we were getting the shots that we wanted for the most part, you know, and we played poor offensively in spurts, and we'd go about four or five possessions and not get the shot that maybe we wanted, and they're also not going in. And then we'd go about two or three possessions and get really good shots, and they weren't going in. So, you know, that's what I tried to explain to our guys as we watched film on Thursday is, you know, I'd stop the film and say, is this a shot that we want? And everybody'd say, yeah. I said, well, then we didn't make it, and that's part of basketball, you know. And that's the funny thing about our game is even on your best night, you're still going to miss half your shots. And we just were not shooting the ball particularly well. Some of that was due to us not taking quality shots. But as much as we want to talk about the offensive end, we give up 47 points, which is the most we've ever given up this season anyway, in the first half to a team that's only averaging 75 or whatever the heck they average there. And you know, we've got to find a way to kind of get ourselves back on track defensively. And more times than not, that's just an attitude and that's just an effort situation.
How do they burn us defensively?
But they just penetrated it really hard. I didn't think our communication was great. I thought, you know, the term that we tried to use to our guys in film on Thursday after reviewing some things is we just got to square our hips. We opened up our hips and we allowed to play them north, south, or we allowed them to play from rim to rim rather than making them play sideline to sideline. And we tried to show them the positive clips of when we did make them play sideline to sideline, and we did execute our game plan and our focus. We were successful. We just did not do that in consecutive possessions and not enough times throughout the course of a game to ultimately win the game and be successful from that, right? And like I tried to tell them, you can look at the game of basketball so much different than any other sport because it's not always the better team winning the game. It's the team that maybe shoots it the best or a team that's playing in a funk, you know, that's a really good team, stands a chance to lose. It's not like football where the bigger, stronger, faster team typically wins or in baseball where the best pitching team typically wins and all those kinds of things. It's just the three-point line just exploits positively and negatively so many different variables than most other sports. So we just weren't consistent enough. And when you look at a 30-game season, you're going to have games like that. We haven't had many. And that's part of it. When you only have one every six or seven or eight games, it's a lot more focal point than if you have a young team and an inexperienced team where you're going to have one every second or third game. So, you know, working through the woes with an older bunch is a little bit different because their mentality is a little bit different because they expect a little bit more out of themselves. So sometimes when they get knocked down, it might take a little bit more for them to kind of recollect their thoughts and recollect their emotions a little bit and get back on track.
I don't know if I can remember a game this year that we shot so poorly. At least it appeared that way. Were you concerned that a night like this was going to happen eventually and we would have to find another way to win a basketball game?
Yeah, and I knew it was going to happen. It's inevitable. You're not going to shoot, you know, 45% from the three-point line, you know, for 30 games. And you know, what we've tried to talk to our guys about and preach on all year long is we've got to be a team that can win basketball games when we're not shooting the ball well. I thought we did that at Midland just by being gutsy. I thought we've done it in stretches. You know, I thought we had an opportunity clear back when you look at the Kearney game because I thought we defended pretty well, in, you know, especially in certain areas of critical possessions. I thought we did some good things there. So, you know, we've kind of hit on that all year long that we've got to do something, whether it's rebounding, defense, getting to the basket and getting fouled and scoring at the free throw line.
doing those kinds of things, but we didn't, and I thought we took the easy way out in a lot of situations. When you attempt 45 three-pointers, it's one thing to be a three-point shooting team, but when your statistics are 45 three-pointers and only six foul shots, and you're not scoring when the clock's not running, you're not getting breaks, you're not getting many timeouts, you're not getting those kinds of things that are vital to making adjustments throughout the course of a basketball game that's a tight game, it's going to be difficult.
Again, it's nice to zone defense against us most of the night. We had trouble with that. That's something that we have not had trouble with all season long. Talk about what we did and what we're not doing against the zone.
Starting the first half, we were not organized. And I think what happened is we hit our first couple threes and we kind of lulled ourselves into thinking, and we can. I mean, we've got good enough shooters that we can go on stretches. That's why it's hard as a coach when you've got players like Derek Fletcher. We've seen him score 15 points in a matter of 3 minutes. You always think that's possible. And so sometimes you've got to let players play, and there's such that fine line between genius and idiot. We wavered a lot on idiot on Wednesday night because, I didn't do a good enough job of getting us organized prior to halftime. I thought we came out, we were more aggressive. We got the ball to the paint more. We got better three-point opportunities in the second half, and we converted on more of them in the second half. In the first half,
coaching and poor playing, and I don't want to take myself out of the realm of accountability because everything rolls downhill and it starts at the top. So our organization was not good. I thought we were overly aggressive with moving the ball because we didn't allow gaps to open up. We didn't allow our guards and we didn't allow our forwards that were flashing from underneath the zone an opportunity to sit in those gaps and make themselves available for baskets. And our aggressiveness almost played into Dana's hands because we moved the ball so quickly, we just didn't have an opportunity to score it.
Brush that one under the rug here today because this will be a tough one. As Dakota Wesleyan takes on Hastings. It's a team that's ranked number 7 in the country. They've already wrapped up the regular season championship in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, but a very good basketball team we'll see today. They've won 12 games in a row. Coach, just your overall thoughts on the Tigers.
Well, they're extremely athletic at the guards. I mean, their top five is as good as anybody in this top in this conference. I mean, they're starting five is as good as anybody that we've seen in quite some time, maybe back since when Northwestern was number 1 in the country and winning national titles. I mean, this group is really, really talented. So we're going to have to be a little bit methodical about some things. I mean, I don't want to change a lot of what we're doing because I don't think we're doing things wrong. You don't win 22 games on accident. So, the thing that we've got to make our guys understand is we've got to play this game with a little bit more cognitive approach than maybe we have some of the other games where we've just kind of come out and been a little bit loosey-goosey and firing it up. I think we have an opportunity to post our guards. I think we can do that, and we can create opportunities to where they have to defend. Now, Dakota Wesleyan statistically is a good defensive team. My question is, I don't know what their interest level is for doing that for 40 minutes. I think they're better defensively because they've got better athletes than most people. I think we've got good athletes, and I think our discipline, hopefully, if we can have some discipline offensively and get post touches, whether it's with Jacob or Maya or Wade or Fletch or Kyler, or any of our guys that are multifaceted with a skill set, to get them in a situation where we can create fouls, we can create tempo, we can keep the ball in front of us for a majority of time, because if it gets in the open floor, they're very, very fast in transition, especially with getting the ball to the rim, and that was kind of our Achilles heel on Wednesday night against Dana.
Wesleyan can put some points on the scoreboard. The number 3 in the conference, 80.5. And like I said, pretty good defensively. At number 4 in the conference, 69.7. You talked about their defense, maybe a little bit better than we have seen out of some of the Northern Division teams, but still not a great defensive team.
Well, I think they're good, again, statistically, and they also lead the conference in block shots. But I haven't seen anybody in the conference shot fake and get them in the air and draw fouls. So these are the things that if we can execute, I mean, everything looks good on paper right now. But we've got to do that, and we've got to take what's on paper and put it in our kids' heads deep enough that it becomes reality on the floor. And the thing that, is always a struggle when you're coming off a funk like we were in, hopefully we can get their attention, but you hope they're not too down to accept your message at this point, because I think we're doing the right things again with our philosophy and with the kids that we have. We've just got to get back on track a little bit, and we've just got to do a better job with the mental side of the game. The physical side is fine. The mental side of the game is where we've just got to be a little bit more efficient.
A couple of individuals for Dakota Wesleyan. First of all, Darren Dorsey, their leading scorer, 18.3 points per ball game, number 4 in the conference, number 1 in steals, number 2 in assists. Talk about him.
He's just an explosive, very dynamic type athlete. He's a good shooter from 3-point range. Knock on wood. I don't think he's a great, you know, he's not a Wade Vaughns type or a Semprini from Briarcliff or somebody of that magnitude. He's serviceable from 3-point range. He's very good at putting it on the floor. So Fletch is going to draw that role today of just trying to be long, keeping his body in front of the ball and making him work for everything that he gets without fouling him and bailing him out and doing those kinds of things. I think defensive rotation for a player like that is huge. Anytime you can possibly put him in a position to stop short of his comfortable mark on the floor where he wants to pull up or getting all the way to the rim. And again, just making him uncomfortable. We're not going to hold him scoreless. I understand that. But we've just got to make sure that he doesn't erupt for 30 or something along those lines. So, again, it's just going to be a different kind of challenge than maybe we've had to face here in the last few games, because a lot of the guys that we've had to guard don't have the ball in their hands predominantly all the time. They're coming off screens. They're doing those kinds of things. Or they're post players that rely on a post-entry pass to get scores. So, unfortunately, Dakota Wesleyan's got a couple of those guys, too.
And then a couple other guys, it seems like they've been around for about 10 years. Brady Wiebe and also Preston Broughton are among the leaders as well in scoring for Dakota Wesleyan, two very good basketball players that we've seen in the past.
Well, their post play is a little bit unorthodox. Broughton is such an explosive athlete coming off a very serious knee injury a year ago and redshirted a year ago. So he's a little bit older, more mature, more physical than even he was, which doesn't bode well for anybody in our league. Because he was already, he was player of the year as a junior and then redshirted the following year, and now he's not even the best player on their team. So that tells you the caliber and the magnitude of athlete that they have. The Wiebe kid is a very unorthodox. If he was in a gym at the YMCA, he'd be the last pick, I about guarantee you. But this kid can literally score it. He's very clever. He's got a great mind for the game. He understands angles. He knows how to get to the ball on the offensive boards. He does a very, very good job in a lot of different areas that, he complements the other guys very, very well simply because he'll do the little jobs and be able to score that the rest of the team doesn't do.
So what's the biggest concern? How do we stop this team today?
Well, we've got to find the ball in transition, and I think maybe we use the word stop the ball in transition too much, and you're never going to stop the ball. We've got to slow the ball down. We've got to buy an extra second to a second and a half every possession for our guys to get back and get in position to rebound, miss shots. So that's one thing. We've really got to slow that ball up in transition. We've just got to keep the ball in front of us. We're not going to break the arc with our defensive pressure. We're going to sit back in a zone-looking man-to-man type defense and make them take contested jump shots. And if we can do that and keep the ball out of the paint and all those kinds of things where we want the basketball, we'll have an opportunity. Now, it's going to be a tough task, and I told our guys that there's not very many times where the last game on your schedule is the best team in the conference, and that's positive. I mean, that's something that we should be playing our best basketball at this point. Obviously, coming off a loss on Wednesday, that's not the case. But again, if we can learn from that and if we can be as mature of a team as I think we've been up to this point, we'll respond positive.
Our biggest hurdle today might be how we approach this game mentally. Obviously, the disappointed loss on Wednesday, but how we react to this game and get ready for the GPAC tournament next week, that's maybe the biggest hurdle today.
There's no doubt. And if I knew the answer to that, I'd be writing books and making millions. I wouldn't be worrying about the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota, that's for sure. But the thing that's... we've just got to find a way to get over. There's nothing we can do about Wednesday night now. The only thing that we can do is come out and win today. And if we can come out and win today, nobody will even remember the Dana game. But if we come out and we've just got to get back to working hard like we did early on when we were fighting for a little respect. Now that we've got a little bit of respect, you've got a little bit of a target on your back and people are going to come after you. And we've got to go out and attack this game like we're trying to get into the top 25 of the NAIA polls, not like we're in the top 25.
Okay, collectively.
Thanks, Mike.
Lance Creech, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan from 1230 KHAS.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike Will back at the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota this afternoon as we get set for the men's game between Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan here this afternoon. So kind of a busy day. The state wrestling championships going on in Omaha. We got the report from Doug. We'll check in with him at the end of the ball game again this afternoon. Fonner Park with a day number three of their racing schedule here today. Got the daily double results snuck in there between games. And now we're set for Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan this afternoon. Wesleyan Tigers, they come in a mark of 23 wins, 5 losses on the season. They are 15-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They have already won the Great Plains Athletic Conference regular season championship. That via the loss the other night against Dana for Hastings and the Dakota Wesleyan win over Northwestern. So they have locked up the regular season championship, allowed the number one seed for the postseason tourney. It gets underway next week. They've got a 2-game lead now over Hastings. The Broncos are ranked number 17 in the country. Hastings now 22-6. They're 13-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. What they're playing for this afternoon is the number 2 seed in the conference tournament. Possibility of 2 home games at home. They've got 2 teams, Briarcliff and Sioux Falls, that are right at their heels at 12-5 in the conference. Hastings could finish anywhere from 2nd to 4th in the conference this year. And that's the difference between a home game and away game in the conference tournament. So the Broncos definitely have their sights set on the national tournament, but I think a win here this afternoon will be very important for Hastings today to upset the 7th-ranked team in the country this afternoon. Hastings has not had a whole lot of luck against Dakota Wesleyan, especially here at the Corn Palace. This will be the 28th meeting between Dakota Wesleyan and Hastings. The Tigers holding an 18-9 advantage over Hastings. But both home teams prevailed in last year's meeting, so Hastings was able to win at home against Dakota Wesleyan, and Dakota Wesleyan was able to beat the Broncos here in Mitchell, South Dakota. So we're set to go, Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan this afternoon. The Broncos going with Jake Marvin, Derek Fletcher, Kyler Dossett, Wade Bontz, Jeremiah Smile in the ball game this afternoon. As Lance mentioned, in between games, Dakota Wesleyan, maybe they're starting five, the best that Hastings has seen in a long, long time. This bunch is good. Brady Wiebe, a 6'6 junior out of Madison, South Dakota. Preston Broughton, he was the player of the year in the GPAC as a sophomore. Was injured last year, sat out with a medical red shirt. He's been around for 5 years. Broughton is 6'6", a senior from Corsica, South Dakota, averaging 15 points per game. Kevin Ball is a 6'2", senior from Murdo, South Dakota. Darren Dorsey, a junior college transfer. Dorsey is 6'2", a junior from Phoenix, Arizona, averaging 18 points per ball game. And then Mitch Bain is a 6'1", and senior from the Nassau, Bahamas, is averaging 10.5 points per ball game. So it's Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan here this afternoon. Number 7 against number 17. As far as the national rankings are concerned, and Dakota Wesleyan controls the opening tip. The Tigers dressed in their homestanding white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the blue. The Broncos dressed in their road crimson uniforms here this afternoon. And immediately Dakota Wesleyan goes to work inside, and a traveling violation is called on Brady Wiebe. They got the ball right in front of the basket as they worked against the Marvin of Hastings, but a traveling violation is called on Wiebe. So Hastings comes back the other direction with the basketball. Here's Marvin, dumps it down low. Bontz has got it. Bontz is surrounded, comes back out to Marvin at the top of the key. Marvin gives it away to Kyler Dossett from inside the free throw circle. His shot is up and in. The Broncos were upset by the Dana College Vikings the other night. Meanwhile, Dakota Wesleyan picked up a huge win over the Red Raiders of Northwestern in Orange City to lock up the regular season championship. Behind the back pass to Bain, goes to Dorsey. Now left side. Here's a shot taken by Ball that's going to be no good. And now we've got a foul and a rebound. Toby stepped out of bounds. That was Brady Wiebe stepping out of bounds. So Hastings College will come back with the basketball. They got the 2-0 lead. Slough hands it away to Fletcher. Fletcher now to Jake Marvin. Now to Wade Bontz here on the near sideline. Dakota Wesleyan in a man-to-man defense. Bontz dribbles into the lane, stops there, goes to Fletcher. At the top of the key, picked up by Bain. Now for Dakota Wesleyan. Fletcher gets away. Fletcher looking, hands it away to Slough. Jeremiah directing some traffic as he's going to be matched up with Darren Dorsey. A good matchup there here this afternoon. Here's Vance on the wing on the left side. He takes off. Nice bounce pass down low. Here's a shot by Marvin. It's going to be no good. Rebound Vance in the lane. And we got a traveling violation on Vance. A little ball fake. Going to send it back out to Marvin, and he's looking for the traveling violation. So the Broncos get a good look at the basket there on their second possession of the ball game, but could not convert. 2-0. Hastings out on top. Here's Kevin Ball with the ball. Goes over on the wing to Darren Dorsey. He's the junior college transfer from Arizona. Back outside, here's a long-range jumper by Ball. It's going to be no good from three, and the rebound comes down to Fletcher of Hastings. Fletcher now to Jeremiah Slough. He stops right there at the top of the three-point circle. Slough hands it away to Jake Marvin. Now to Jeremiah again. Moves left to right across the top of the circle. Gives it away to Jake Marvin down the right side of the lane, and a twisting and turning, and a traveling violation is called, and Marvin. A little bit too much pastry there for Jake Marvin. Some spinning moves on the left side of the lane, and he's with a traveling violation. 2-0 is the score. Hastings out on top here early in the contest. We're 2 minutes in from the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota. The Hastings College women picked up an 11-point win in the opener here this afternoon. Preston Broughton hammers the ball down low. Here's a shot. It's up and in. He's fouling the play. They get it to a Brady Wiebe, and he scores, and he is fouling the play there by the Broncos. So Wiebe will go to the free throw line and try to give Wesleyan their first lead of the ball game. As the foul goes on Jake Marvin of Hastings, that's going to be his first. So Wiebe goes to the free throw line. He is seventh in the conference this week in field goal percentage and seventh in scoring. Wiebe is averaging 17 points per ball game. His shot is up there and in. So Wiebe gets a three-point play, and that gives Dakota Wesleyan the 3-2 advantage over Hastings here this afternoon. Broncos come back with the ball. That's Slough with it now out here in three-point territory. Lobs it on the high post at Jake Marvin. Down in the corner, Kyler Dossett moves to his right and now takes it to the top of the key on the dribble. Reverses the ball, gets it on the wing down to Fletcher. Back outside to Wade. Bonce down the lane. Is running one-hander. Is up there and in. Bonce scores. Wade now with 2 points. Kyler Dossett with two. And the Broncos reclaim the lead 4-3 early in the ball game. There's Chase Walter with the ball. Sends it down low to Bain. Lob pass down underneath the basket. Trapped and now going up for the shot. It's Preston Broughton. His shot no good. Gets his own rebound. Follow shot is up there. It's no good, and he's fouling the play. Preston Broughton is number two in the conference in rebounding. He grabs a couple right there as Broughton could not convert at the basket, but now he'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a couple of free throws here. Kyler Dossett picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. Broughton was the player of the year in the Great Plains Athletic Conference as a sophomore. Sat out his junior season with a couple of knee surgeries. And now he's back as a senior, and he hits his first free throw here. Broughton is averaging 15 points per ball game for Dakota Wesleyan here this season. The Tigers have tied things up now at 4 points apiece. Here's the next one from Broughton. It's good. Dakota Wesleyan, number one in the conference. Hastings, number two in the conference, coming into the basketball game here this afternoon. And here's a foul that's going to be called on Dorsey as he's trying to poke the ball away from Jeremiah Slough. I was at the Dakota Wesleyan shoot-around earlier today here in the Corn Palace, and their head coach was very concerned about Jeremiah Slough, and they said if you're going to do anything, make him go to his left. They were very concerned about Slough and also Wade Vance and Derek Fletcher, the two big guns for Hastings. They said, we have to stop those three guys, and we have to win the rebounding war in order to beat Hastings today. Here's Fletcher. Dribble penetration goes along to Jake Marvin. His shot is up and in. Fletcher gets the assist, and Jake Marvin gets the field goal. And the Broncos go back out on top with a score of 6-5. Here's Bain back the other way. His shot no good. One shot and out. The Broncos with a rebound. Fletcher gets it back down for Hastings to Kyler Dossett. Runs into the forecourt. Dossett circles around underneath the basket. Bounce pass is kicked out of bounds here by Wiebe of Dakota Wesleyan. Hastings will play things in baseline right side underneath their own basket. 16:43 to play in the first half. Hastings out on top of 7th-ranked Dakota Wesleyan today. The score is 6-5. Slough will play things in. They get it to Wade Bonce in the lane. Bonce looking, goes back to Slough. Slough in the corner on the left side, trying to penetrate. Can't do it against Dorsey. Now takes off, dribbles into the paint, stops there. Out to Marvin, top of the key, back to Jeremiah. Free throw line extended left side, spins, puts up a shot in the lane. It's up there, it's good. Nice move there by Jeremiah Slough. That's his first field goal. Slough is averaging 17 points per ball game. Hastings now leading DWU by the score of 8-5. Lob pass right side of the lane to Dykstra is into the ball game. Now out on top, a three-pointer, put up it in. Chase Walter hits the three ball. Heading 32% from three-point territory. Walter hits one from the top of the key to tie things up at 8 points apiece. Fletcher has got the ball for Hastings College. Moves left to right, top of the key. Now to Marvin, down low. Here's Bonce. Shot's blocked out of bounds. Chase Walter getting back there. Knocks the ball out of Wade's hands. Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 8-8 is the score. As Slough waits for the ball from the official down here, finally gets it. Jeremiah looking the inbound for Hastings, comes out to Marvin at the top of the key. Jake holds it out there, dribbles once, and now hands it away to Slough again. Jeremiah trying to penetrate, takes it down to the baseline, dumps it off here to Dawson. His shot is up and in. Nice move again to Slough getting to the basket. Dawson gets the field goal on the assist. That's 4 points now for Kyler Dawson in the ballgame. Hastings off to a good start here this afternoon. 10-8 is the score. Here's Darren Dorsey with the ball. Goes to Wiebe in the lane. Kicks it back out. Top of the key. Broughton moves it to the left side. A three-pointer by Walder is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Wade Bonds gets it out to Slough. Hustles into the forecourt. Jeremiah on the dribble to Jake Marvin. Mishandles the ball. Picks it up. Backs up now. Goes for the basket. A shot is up there and in. Jake Marvin scores for Hastings. He's got 4 points, and the Broncos have a four-point lead. 12-8. Hastings with the advantage. We're 5 minutes into the ballgame. From the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota, Chase Walder with the ball. His pass is going to be thrown out of bounds. Walder rifles that one to the near sideline. Nobody home. They go to Wesley and turns it over for the second time here in this first half. Again, the Hastings College women's basketball team struggled today, but eventually pulled away for an 11-point win over Dakota Wesleyan. They won by the score of 57-46. Lindsay Ducey, 16 points in the ball game. Alicia Stadler had 14. Heather McEwen had 11. And Rachel Isherwood had 10 points. 12-8, Hastings College with the lead. Marvin on the high post now for Hastings. Works against Broughton. Goes over there on the wing on the left side. That's going to be McNerland. He dribbles inside. His shot up there, no good. Tap try by McNerland is good. Will they count it? I think so. McNerland gets the field goal for Hastings as he angles in from the left side. His first shot was kind of deflected out of his hands. But McNerland was right there, and then he was fouled in the play. The personal foul goes on Bo LaCroix, who just checked in there for Dakota Wesley, and that's his first. And now McNerland to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. His shot is up there. It's going to be short, and the rebound comes down to Mark Mingo, who's into the ball game now for the Tigers. 14-8. Hastings College out to a six-point lead. Here's Dorsey in the lane. Puts a man in the air. Goes up with a shot. No good. Tap try, no good. Rebound is loose. It comes out to the top of the key. Fighting for it. And finally, a jump ball. Or a foul is called. A jump ball is called. And the arrow pointing in favor of Hastings. So the Broncos get to play things in. So Dana got off to the great start against Hastings the other night. In fact, they raced out to a 27-6 lead after going on a 25-0 run over Hastings College in that ball game the other night in Blair. Hastings a much better start here this afternoon. 14-8. Hastings leading by 6 points. We're down to 14 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in the first half from Mitchell, South Dakota. Hastings with the ball. There's Dane Bacon in the ball game. He had a good contest the other night against Dana. They get it inside to Marvin. His shot's going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down to LaCroix. Bo LaCroix with the ball. Now to Dorsey. Hustles into the forecourt. Dorsey gets away. Dribbles to the basket. His shot no good. And a rebound comes down to Wade Bonce. Long pass down the floor. They get it to McNerland. Shot good. Great job on the transition. Bonce got out of there with the basketball. Got it down the floor to Brent McNerland. Hastings has doubled the score on Dakota Wesleyan. 16-8. Hastings with the advantage. We're 6 minutes into the contest here this afternoon. There's a Mingo with the ball. Out to Jacob Nealon, who's into the ball game now. Right side to Mingo. To Preston Broughton, back out to Mingo for three. Shot no good, and it's one shot and out as McNerland is right there for Hastings with the rebound. Brent McNerland hustles into the forecourt, now to Slough. Jeremiah circles around, down the lane. Nice behind the back pass goes to Marvin, now to Jeremiah. Jeremiah out to McNerland, 4-3. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose. It goes to the far sideline. Slough tries to save it. He goes crashing into the Dakota Wesleyan bench, and it's out of bounds. Slough could not get there. So Dakota Wesleyan will play things in here in backcourt. 13 minutes and 39 seconds to play in the first half. 16-8 to score. Hastings with a lead over the Tigers. Slough is going to check out now as Kyler Dossett comes back in there. Fletcher is also checking in for Hastings. Dakota Wesleyan down by 8 points early in the ball game. Here's Dorsey with the ball out in three-point territory. To LaCroix, he drives the baseline, tries to shovel it away. The ball's going to be tipped and it's going to be picked up by Wiebe and he lays it in. Brady Wiebe scores. He's got 5 points in the ballgame, 16-10. Hastings down with a six-point lead. Brett McNerland with the ball on the wing. Out to Wade Bonce, top of the key. Man-to-man defense for Dakota Wesleyan. Bonce dribble penetration to Dossett, and the lane is shot good. Wade Bonce with the assist. Kyler Dossett gets the field goal, and the Broncos again lead by 8 points, 18-10. Here's Bain with the ball. Mitch Bain now for Dakota Wesleyan. Goes over to Dorsey to Bain. They move over to the right side now. That's going to be Preston Broughton. He drives for the hole, caught in the air. His pass is going to be intercepted. Dane Bacon picks it off the third turnover on Dakota Wesleyan. Bacon gets the ball to Bonce. He dribbles to the basket. His shot is up and in. Bonce goes to the hole. And now Dakota Wesleyan wants to call a timeout. The Broncos taking the ball right to the hole here this afternoon, and we're out to a 10-point lead. We've had a timeout. Dakota Wesleyan 12 minutes and 42 seconds to play here in the first half. It's Hastings 20, Dakota Wesleyan 10.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465. 1230 KHAS.
The Nebraska women winners this afternoon in Lincoln as they continue their streak, 89-73. The Huskers picking up a win today in women's college basketball. 20-10 the score here. Hastings out on top of Dakota Wesleyan in men's college basketball from the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota. Dakota Wesleyan with the ball. Here's a Dorsey with it now. Dorsey now the ball. Back out to Dorsey at the top of the key. Picked up now by McNerlin as the Broncos stay with a man-to-man defense. Dorsey dribbling with the ball. Now to Mitch Bain. Dribbles to the elbow. Puts up a shot. It's going to be off of the rim. No good. Rebound Weeby. Follow shot's going to be blocked down. Rebound Weeby goes back up. His shot is good and he's fouled. Hastings got the initial block, but Weeby was right there and he stuck it down through the hole. He's now got three field goals here in the first half and 6 points. He'll go to the free throw line to try to make this a 3-point play as he was hacked to the arm. The foul goes on Brett McNerlin. That's going to be his first. A couple of women's basketball scores for you from the conference. Briarcliff leading Midland 58-34 at halftime. Northwestern out on top of Sioux Falls 38-20. They're just at the beginning of the second half. Here's the next shot from the free throw line up and in by Weeby, so he hits on a 3-point play. 20-13, Hastings with a 7-point lead. Broncos back with the ball. Slough, nice pass down low to Wade Fonson. His shot is up and in. Wade sliding from the left corner toward the basket. Nice pass by Slough. Hastings getting a lot of easy baskets right at the front of the rim. 22-13 is the score. There's a steal now by Slough. He grabs the ball, drives for the hole. His shot is up there and in. Jeremiah gets the steal and the field goal. Slough now with 4 points in the ball game, and the Broncos have built an 11-point lead right out of the gate. 11 minutes and 45 seconds to play here in the first half. Here's a long-range jumper by Dorsey. No good. Down for the rebound. It comes out. Slough grabs the ball for Hastings. Down the near sideline. Slough gets it now to McNerlin. Left side to Fletcher. His shot for three is up there. He hits it. Derek Fletcher hits a three ball. Timeout, Dakota Wesleyan. Hastings out to a 14-point lead here this afternoon. We've got a timeout. 11 minutes and 30 seconds to play here in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 27, Dakota Wesleyan 13.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will with Hastings College basketball this afternoon on 1230 KHAS from Mitchell, South Dakota. Hastings playing their final game of the regular season here today, and the Broncos are out on top of the seventh-ranked team in the country. Dakota Wesleyan, it is 27-13. They have played about halfway through this first half. Here's Dorsey driving to the basket. His shot is up and in. That's the first field goal of the ball game for Darren Dorsey. He is a good one, averaging 18 points per ball game, the fourth leading scorer in the GPAC here this afternoon. And now Dakota Wesleyan is going to go to a 2-3 zone defense. This caused some problems for Hastings in the ball game against Dana the other night. There's Slough is behind the back pass. Is going to be intercepted. They get it to Dorsey. Dorsey runs it back the other way to Bain. Drives for the hole. The shot's going to be blocked down by Fletcher. It's recovered here by Slough of Hastings. Jeremiah runs it back 3-on-2. Back the other direction to Wade Vance. Dribbles between a couple of defenders, and he's fouled in a play as he's knocked down. A foul is going to go here on Dakota Wesleyan at the 10:50 mark of the first half. The foul is going to go on Jacob Nealon. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 3 on the Tigers here in this first half of play. Broughton comes back into the ball game. Bo LaCroix will check out now for the Tigers. Hastings will play things in. We're going to mop up down here, left side of the lane. 10:50 remaining in the first half. Hastings College with a 12-point lead. It is 27-15. Slough will inbound baseline left side underneath their own hoop. Jeremiah looking. Dorsey right on his face defensively. They get it to Vance. Pass across the lane, left to right. They get it to Kyler Dossett. Now to Marvin at the free throw line. His shot will not go, and the rebound comes down to Brady Weeby. Wave it to the far sideline out of Duren. Dorsey, the Broncos still in the man-to-man. Dorsey comes out, now to Jacob Nealon. Moves it over to Bain, right side of the lane. Comes across the top again to a Nealon, picked up there by Slough. Goes over to Preston Broughton, deep in the corner to the left side, picked up by Kyler Dawson. Loud pass inside, tipped away from Wiebe, and it's intercepted then by Slough, but a foul is going to be called inside on Hastings. Just as Wiebe got the ball, and it was tipped away by Slough, a foul is going to go on Slough of Hastings. First foul and by, that's going to be team foul number four on Hastings, non-shooting situation. It'll be Dakota Wesleyan inbounding the ball. They will get it to Brady Wiebe at the elbow. Now to Bain at the free throw line. His shot is up there and in. Mitch Bain scores for Dakota Wesleyan. And the Tigers are within 10 points again, 27-17. Hastings back with the ball. Wade Vance out between the rings. Comes over to Slough on the wing on the right side. By holds the ball. Comes out now to the top of the circle. Wade Vance now to Derek Fletcher as he directs some traffic here. Dakota Wesleyan back in the man-to-man defense. Here's Jeremiah Slough. Marvin sets the screen. Slough, bounce pass down to Dossett. Shot from the short baseline, no good. Rebound comes down to Duren Dorsey. Dorsey runs her back the other way for Dakota Wesleyan. Dorsey dribbles to the top of the key, drives it now against Fletcher, spins in the lane. Scoop shot is up there and in. Nice move by Duren Dorsey. The junior college transfer from Arizona. Dorsey averaging 18 points per ball game. He's got a couple of field goals in this one for 4 points. And Dakota Wesleyan is back to within eight. 27-19, Broncos have the lead. Slough has got it back in the offensive zone. Bounce pass to Marvin. Dumps it down low to Dossett. Dossett down to Fletcher on the baseline. His shot from 15. Good. Fletcher falling down. Knocks that shot down. He's now got 5 points in the ball game. The Broncos lead by 10. 29-19. 9:14 to play here in the first half. Mitch Bain with the ball. Bain now to Nealon. Nealon goes over on the wing on the right side. That's going to be a Dorsey with it in. He gets away from Fletcher. Throws it at the Nealon on the baseline. His shot is up and in. A check to Preston Broughton. Broughton knocks down a three-pointer from the deep right corner. It's 29-22. Hastings still leading by 7, 8:54 to play in the first half. Slough behind a screen from Marvin. Comes out to Vance, fakes the three. Vance, double team. Rainbow pass in the corner. Out of bounds. Vance's pass way too tall for Jeremiah Slough in the corner. Jeremiah left his feet to try to grab that one. It goes sailing through his fingertips out of bounds. Second turnover on Hastings here in the ballgame. Good crowd on hand here this afternoon in Mitchell for this one. Final regular season game of the Great Plains Athletic Conference for these two teams. Dakota Wesleyan will be the number one seed in the GPAC tournament next week. Hastings trying to hang on to the number two seed here this afternoon. Duren Dorsey has got the ball as he works against Fletcher. Throws up a three-pointer. His shot's going to be up there. It's going to be off of the iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Tyler Dossett with the ball down the far sideline to Wade Bond. Stops. Gives it to Slough. Slough on the wing. Dribbles, left side of the lane, spins, has to get rid of it. To Marvin, now to Slough again. Deep in the corner to the left side, Jeremiah dribbling with the ball. Double team, has to get rid of it. Does to Dossett in the lane, his shot is up and in. Kyler Dossett has got 8 points in the basketball game. Some big hoops there for Dossett. 31-22. Hastings now with a 9-point lead, 8 minutes to play. Here in the first half, here's Bain getting away, dribbles inside, now dumps it down low. A shot by Dykstra is going to be blocked down. Marvin gets the block and is recovered here by Hastings. That's Fletcher with the ball. Now to Slough at the top of the key. Top of the key, they double-team him there. Now to Wade Vance. Vance goes to Fletcher. His shot for three is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound loose is picked up here by Hastings. Marvin gets it down to Slough. Inside to Dossett. Shot good. Kyler Dossett scores, and we've got a timeout to go to Wesleyan. Kyler Dossett has got 10 points here in the first half for Hastings, and we have got a timeout to go to Wesleyan. The Broncos with an 11-point lead. 7 minutes and 32 seconds to play here in the first half. It's Hastings 33, Dakota Wesleyan 22.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Cordon Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota. Night and day from what we saw the other night up in Blair against the Dana College Vikings. Hastings has come out of the locker room here in the first half, moving the ball well, shooting a high percentage from the field this afternoon, playing great defense, and they lead the seventh-ranked team in the country here this afternoon, Dakota Wesleyan, by 11. It is 33-22. Hastings has got the lead. Kyler Dossett, 10 points in the ball game so far for Hastings. Wade Vance has got six. Derek Fletcher has got 5. Jeremiah Slough with 4. Brent McNerlin with 4 points. Jake Marvin with 4. Everybody getting the act. Brady Wiebe has got 8 points so far for Dakota Wesleyan, and Darren Dorsey with 4. Hastings 33, Dakota Wesleyan 22. We got 7 minutes and 32 seconds to play here in the first half. Dakota Wesleyan will play the ball in. Mitch Bain will bring things back for the Tigers. Brings it into the offensive zone. Hastings will stay man-to-man. There's Preston Broughton, now to Bain. Hammers it inside to Brady Wiebe. His left-handed shot is up and in. Wiebe now with another field goal in the ball game. It's 33-24, a 9-point lead for Hastings. Broncos with the ball. McNerlin stops in the lane on a dribble. Gets it to Fletcher now on the wing. Derek Fletcher comes out now to a Dane Bacon. Bacon dribbling with it out there. Now uses up as he stops, and he gets it to Brent McNerlin at the top of the key. Now to Slough. Go to Wesleyan in the man-to-man defense. Slough goes to McNerlin, puts a man in the air, moves to his left, fires up a 17-footer. The shot no good. Long rebound. McNerlin grabs it back. McNerlin jump pass out to Fletcher. Mishandles the ball, nearly lost it out of bounds. Fletcher gets it, comes out to Slough, dribbles down the right side of the lane, stops there, down to the baseline. Slough double team, goes up for the shot, and he's whistled for the traveling violation. Him and Broughton were getting after it there on the left side. And a traveling violation is called on Jeremiah, the third turnover on Hastings here in the ballgame. 33-24. It's Dakota Wesleyan down by 9 points. Mitch Bain has got the ball, now to Dorsey. Dorsey out here in three-point territory, works against Fletcher, goes down in the corner. On the left side, they send it back down low, and it's right through the fingertips of Wiebe out of bounds. Pass came in from Mark Mingo, right through the fingertips of Wiebe out of bounds. The fourth turnover on Dakota Wesleyan in the ballgame. 6:25 to play here in the first half. Hastings 33, Dakota Wesleyan 24. Broncos back with the ball in their offensive end. Here's Jake Marvin. They get it inside to Fletcher. Spins one way and then kicks it out to Marvin. 4-3. His shot is up there. It's no good. Long rebound is going to be grabbed here by Mitch Bain. They run her back 2-on-3. Bain has got the ball, and he'll stop. Sends it inside now to Wiebe. Starts off left. Now spins. His shot is up there. No good. Ball tapped out of there. Who's got it? Hastings does. Now it's picked off by Mitch Bain. He drives the baseline. His shot is up there and in. Mitch Bain stole the ball down to the baseline. Angles in from the right corner toward the basket and scores. It's 33-26. Hastings with a 7-point lead. Here's Dane Bacon with the ball for Hastings on the wing and the left side out to Fletcher. Fletcher picked up by Bain. Now they get it to a Brent McNerlin. Fletcher sets a screen. McNerlin can't go up. Instead gives it away to Fletcher. Cross-court pass to Bacon. Down to a Jake Marvin. Left side of the lane. Double team. Marvin gets rid of it. Now to Brent McNerlin underneath the basket, and he steps out of bounds. Marvin trying to circle around underneath the basket, and now McNerlin and Bain going at it there. A little pushing and shoving out there. Official's going to step in. 33-26 as the Broncos turn it over for the fourth time here this afternoon. 5.5 minutes to go here in the first half. 33-26. Hastings with a 7-point advantage. Here's Darren Dorsey back with the ball. Out here to a Preston Broughton. Out here in three-point territory. Dorsey goes down the lane. Now he's back on his feet again. They get him a ball at the top of the key. Over to Chase Walder, who's back into the ball game. Now to Broughton. Sends it down in the corner to the right side to a Nealon. Here's a pass. It's going to be intercepted by Hastings, but Bacon could not control it. It goes out of bounds. So Dakota Wesleyan will play things in. They'll have 14 seconds to work on the shot clock. The Broncos still lead by 7 points, 33-26 in men's college basketball this afternoon. Chase Walder gets things in to Broughton. Broughton now to Darren Dorsey. Dorsey moves it on the dribble to the near sideline, picked up by Slough. There's Walter again at the top of the key. Gets it away to Nealon for 3. Shot is up there, no good. Wiebe had the rebound, lost it, and is picked out there by Hastings. Wade Bontz has got it for the Broncos, running back the other way. He stops, and now a traveling violation. Wade Bontz working on a 2-on-2 break, coming back the other way against the Chase Walder of Dakota Wesleyan, and Bontz has whistled for the traveling violation. 5 turnovers on Hastings in the ballgame. Broncos still lead by 7. Here's a Darren Dorsey with the ball now for Dakota Wesleyan. To Broughton, now to Nealon. To Walder on the left sideline. Walder comes out to Broughton for 3 over Tyler Dossett. His shot is no good, and the rebound comes down to McNerlin. Hastings doing a great job on the boards this afternoon. Out of Wade Bontz to Tyler Dossett. Dossett comes out to Bacon. Angling in from the wing on the left side. Now to McNerlin at the free throw line. Shot good. Brett McNerlin has got 3 field goals. He's got 6 points in the ball game, and the Broncos have a 9-point lead. Hastings 35, Dakota Wesleyan 26. Darren Dorsey with the ball now for Dakota Wesleyan. Down to the baseline, gets away, goes for the hole, and stuffs it home. Darren Dorsey now is 6 as he jams that baby home. Got away and circled around underneath the basket. He was wide open, and he stuffs it down through the hole. 6 points for Dorsey. Slough goes down in the corner now to Dane Bacon, now to Brent McNerland. The Dane dribbles to the free throw line, stops right there, gets it away now in three-point territory. Bonds has got it. Wade directing some traffic out there. Dribble penetration. He's cut off nicely there by Walder. Out of Bacon, the Bonds. They move it over here to Brent McNerland. McNerland now to Dawson inside the free throw circle. Ishana's up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Walder. Walder runs her back the other way. Now for Dakota Wesleyan. Fills the lane. Drives it in the hole. Ishana's no good. Ball rebounded there by Wiebe. Ishana's up and in. Brady Wiebe scores. He's now got 12 points in the ball game, and Dakota Wesleyan is back to within 5 points. 35-30 is the score. Hastings with a lead. We're down to 3 minutes and 24 seconds to play here in the first half from the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota. There's Jeremiah Slough. Bounce pass intercepted. Intercepted by Dorsey. Turnover number 6 on Hastings. Dorsey gets the ball ahead. Wiebe has got it now. Back out to Dorsey. Dorsey has it knocked loose, but is picked up here by Preston Drott. His pass inside, and the shot is up and in. They get it down to Brady Wiebe, and he scores on a nice pass by Drott, and we've got a timeout, Hastings. The Broncos call the timeout now with 3 minutes and 2 seconds to play. Here in the first half, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 35, Dakota Wesleyan 32.
Mohawk has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 125 years. And Boers Floors on West 1st Street is your Mohawk dealer. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Call Boers Floors at 464-463-5667 or stop at 827 West 1st Street in downtown Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back in Mitchell, South Dakota. Hastings College basketball this afternoon at 1230 KHAS. Other games going on in the conference today. Briarcliff is playing at Midland in men's play. Morningside is playing at Nebraska Wesleyan. Northwestern playing host to Sioux Falls. Dort at Doan. And Dana is playing at Mount Marty. Final day of the regular season for the Great Plains Athletic Conference today. However, we got the early start. 1-3 here in Mitchell today. All the other games are at 2-4, respectively. Hastings with a three-point advantage, 35-32. Bonds driving for the hole. He's going to be fouled into play. Mark Mingo is going to be the guilty party here for Dakota Wesleyan. Mingo picks up his first. That's going to be team foul number 4 on Dakota Wesleyan, but Bonds was fouled in the act of shooting. He'll get 2 shots here. So Bonds, the fourth-best foul shooter in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, knocking down 80% of his free throws this year. Go to the free throw line for 2. He hits his first one. Hastings is a team still number 1 in the conference in free throw percentage at 73%. Hastings is number 3 in field goal percentage at 47%. They are number 2 in three-point shooting at 36%. Here comes the next shot by Vance. It's up there and in. So Wade hits a pair, and the Bronco lead is back up to 5 points again at 37-32. Mitch Bain with the ball now for Dakota Wesleyan. There's Dorsey with it on the wing on the left side to Broughton at the free throw line. Preston Broughton works there against the Jake Marvin, drives it down the lane. The ball's going to be poked away. It's picked up by Dossett. Tyler Dossett has got it for Hastings, running back the other way. Dossett now to Slough. 4-3. His shot is up there. It's off of the iron. No good. Rebound, Bonds. Bonds falls down with the ball. It's loose. It's picked up here by Hastings. Fletcher gets it to Dossett. Now to Bonds for 3. Shot good. Bonds from the corner hits one. He's now got 11 points in the ball game. And just like that, Hastings back out to an 8-point lead again. 40-32 with 2 minutes and 15 seconds to play. Dorsey with the ball. They get it inside now as they throw it down on the baseline to a Preston Broughton. Out to Darren Dorsey. Now in between the rings to Mark Mingo. Over to Bain. Out to Mingo. Wide open. Brings it back to Bain on the wing. Dribbles inside. Puts up a 12-footer. The shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Marvin of Hastings. Marvin now to Kyler Dossett. To Jeremiah Slough. To Wade Bonds. Bonds hustles into the forecourt. Out to Fletcher. To Wade at the top of the key. Wade throws up a shot over Dorsey. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Mark Mingo for Dakota Wesleyan to Mitch Bain. Bain has got it down for the Tigers with a minute 40 to play. There's Dorsey now angling toward the basket. His shot is up and in, and he has found it to play. Darren Dorsey just takes off on the wing. Had a little seam in the Bronco defense. Got the field goal to go down, and now he's fouled into play as he is hacked on the arm. And Darren Dorsey went to the free throw line. The foul is going to go on Marvin. That's going to be his second. So two fouls now on Jake Marvin. Dorsey to the free throw line. He's got 8 points in the contest thus far. 4 field goals. 69% foul shooter on the season. 40-34. Hastings with a 6-point lead. Here comes a shot from the line. It's going to be no good by Dorsey, but an offensive rebound going back up. And a shot to be blocked down. But Preston Broughton is now going to go to the free throw line as he is fouled into play. It's going to go on Dossett. Broughton had notions of maybe jamming that baby home after the missed free throw attempt there from Darren Dorsey, but a foul is called on Dossett. So Kyle's going to make Broughton earn it here from the charity stripe. He's got 5 points so far today. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. He's now 3 of 3 from the free throw line. He'll have one more. Here comes McNerland back into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Jake Marvin. 1 minute, 33 seconds to play here in the first half from Mitchell. It's 40-35. Hastings leading by 5. Here comes the next shot by Broughton. That one is going to be short, and the rebound comes down to Dorsey, so they get another chance. Now he has the basketball stripped away by Slough. Jeremiah got the steal there for Hastings. Off to Wade Bontz. Bontz brings it across the 10-second line. Right-handed dribble goes over to Slough on the right wing. Now to Kyler Dossett. Dossett dribbling with the ball against Broughton. Comes over to McNerland for 3. Shot is up there. It's good. Brent McNerland knocks down a 3-pointer from the near sideline. Brent now with 9 points in the ballgame. 43-35. Hastings has got the lead. Chase Walder has got the ball now for Dakota Wesleyan. Out to Mitch Bain. Cross-court pass to Dorsey. Dorsey on the far sideline. Picked up by Fletcher. Comes out to Walder. Brings it back to Dorsey on the left sideline. Takes it down on the baseline. A pass into the lane to Bain. His shot's going to be up there. It's going to be blocked down. Gets his own ball back and scores. Mitch Bain now with 6 points. 43-37. Hastings continues the lead. Slough comes back quickly to McNerland for 3. His shot is up there. It's an air ball. Goes out of bounds. McNerland fires that baby up. Dr. Coaching thought maybe that one was tipped as Wiebe was out there in a hurry for Dakota Wesleyan, but McNerland got the shot away. It was just well short. He was out of bounds, and Dakota Wesleyan will come back the other direction. 40 seconds to play as Dakota Wesleyan will roll the ball in to the 10-second line. Bain picks it up. Now to Walder, to Dorsey. Now to Bain out here. Rockets a pass inside. That's Wiebe with the ball. Back outside. There's Walder. His shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. And now we got to Preston Broughton and McNerland going after it. They both fell down in the lane. They elbow one another coming up the floor right in front of the officials, and they let her fly here. This one could be a physical contest before we're done. 15 seconds to go in the first half. Hastings leading 43-37. Slough runs the offense. Wade Bontz on the wing. Gets it out to a Blake Wright, who's into the ball game now to Slough. Little ball fake. Jump pass over to Wright. His shot from 12 is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Brady Wiebe, and he launches from backcourt. It's going to be well short. And that's the end of the first half of play. Hastings College, ranked number 17 in the country, with the lead over 7th-ranked Dakota Wesleyan here in the final ball game of the regular season. The score, Hastings 43, Dakota Wesleyan 37. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Hastings College, Central Nebraska's nationally known choice for higher education. Ranked the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Named a 2010 best college in the Midwest by Princeton Review. Named a best buy in college education by Barron's. Through exploration, attention, and participation, your first step to success begins at nationally renowned Hastings College. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
Mohawk has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 125 years. And Boers Floors on West 1st Street is your Mohawk dealer. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Call Boers Floors at 464-463-5667 or stop at 827 West 1st Street in downtown Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
We're at halftime this afternoon. Men's college basketball at 1230 KHAS. Hastings with the lead over Dakota Wesleyan this afternoon. The score is 43-37. And the Nebraska basketball team, the women's basketball team, winners this afternoon over Colorado in the ball game played in Lincoln. It was 89-73, the final score. The Huskers winning there. The rest of the league playing women's basketball so far today, as we had an early start here in Mitchell, so we're running about an hour ahead of everybody else. All the women's scores should be wrapping up here in just a few minutes. The Hastings College women's basketball team wrapped up the regular season with a win this afternoon over Dakota Wesleyan as they beat the Tigers by the score of 57-46. Hastings struggled offensively in the ball game today. In fact, it wasn't until the 13-second mark of the first half that Hastings had their first lead of the ball game. Kim Thaman hitting a jumper from the left side of the lane. Give Hastings a 20-19 advantage by halftime. You go to Wesleyan, hung tough until about the 12-13-minute mark of the second half. It was tied up at 35 points apiece before Hastings was finally able to break away and grab the win this afternoon. They got up to a 45-38 advantage with about 7 minutes to play in the ball game. It was 50-40 with 4.5 minutes to go, and Hastings eventually went on to grab the win this afternoon in the women's ball game by a score of 57-46. So the Broncos improved to 27-3 on the season. They're now 17-1, or they finished 17-1 in the conference here today. Dakota Wesleyan finishes up 4-14 in the conference. They're 8-22 overall as they get ready for the GPAC postseason tournament that gets underway next week. Lindsey Ducey had 16 points in the ball game today for Hastings, had 12 of those in the first half. Ducey will be 10 points shy of breaking the all-time scoring mark at Hastings College, currently set by Mary Stoom. She'll have a chance to do that next Thursday night at home as Ducey scores 16 in the ball game today. Alicia Stadler had 14 points in the ball game. Heather McEwen had 11. Rachel Isherwood had 10. The 10 points for Rachel, she goes over the 1,000-point plateau for her career as far as points are concerned. 4 points for Kim Thaman, 2 for Sophia McDermott as the Broncos win it this afternoon over Dakota Wesleyan in the first ball game by a score of 57-46. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Basketball this afternoon on 1230 KHAS.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. It's a special deal from Hogan Sporting Goods. For every $50 in purchases, you get a $10 coupon for your next purchase. Good through February 20th. Ask Hogan's for details. Hogan Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
Back here in Mitchell, South Dakota with Hastings College basketball today on 1230 KHAS. The Broncos out on top 43-37 over Dakota Wesleyan this afternoon. Some of the women's games are now going final in the GPAC. What we have so far, Briar Cliff won over Midland today by a score of 98-67. It was Mount Marty beating, rather, a Morningside. Morningside beating Nebraska Wesleyan today 76-41. And it was Northwestern knocking off Sioux Falls by a score of 68-47. The Hastings College men with a lead here were Dakota Wesleyan, 43-37. The Broncos in the first half hit 57% of their field goals. They were 19 out of 33 for 57.6%. Hastings 3 out of 9 from three-point territory for 33%. They were 2 out of 3 from the free throw line for 66%. Go to Wesleyan, 15 out of 36 from the field for 41%. They hit only 2 out of 12 from three-point range for 16%. 5 out of 7 from the free throw line, 71%. Hastings winning the rebounding war so far, 20-18 over Dakota Wesleyan. The Tigers have 8 offensive rebounds compared to 5 for Hastings. The Broncos have turned the ball over 8 times here in the first half of play. Dakota Wesleyan has got 7 turnovers. Hastings with 4 block shots and 2 steals. Dakota Wesleyan has got 1 block shot and 2 steals. Hastings with a lead over Dakota Wesleyan at halftime, 43-37. Scoring in the first half of play, Wade Vaunce leading the way for Hastings. He's got 9 points in the ballgame. Vaunce with 3 threes. He's got a 2-point field goal, and he is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Brent McNerland has got 9 points. He's got 3 field goals and 1 3-pointer. He's 0 of 1 from the free throw line. Kyler Dossett has got 10 points on 5 field goals. Derek Fletcher with a 3 and a 2. He's got 5 points at halftime. Jeremiah Slough with a couple of field goals and 4. Jake Marvin has got 2 field goals and 4 points. Dakota Wesleyan is being led by Brady Wiebe. He has got 14 points here in the first half for the Tigers, 14 points and 5 rebounds. For Weavey, 8 points in the first half by Darren Dorsey, 6 for Mitch Bain, 6 for Preston Broughton, and 3 for Chase Walder. Again, Hastings with a lead over Dakota Wesleyan, 43-37. Stick around. We've got Hastings College Spotlight coming up next. And then the second half is just minutes away. Hastings with a lead here at halftime. It's the Broncos 43, Dakota Wesleyan 37. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gaspin Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gaspin Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gaspin Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
These are the words every homeowner dreads.
Oh, the furnace is broken.
And these are the words that make everything better.
I'm calling the American Standard guys.
Your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer can repair any brand you've got, or better yet, upgrade you to a supremely reliable American Standard comfort system.
Ah, all better.
Call Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service, your independent American Standard dealer. Call 462-2311.
This is Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by the Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings.
Hey kids, I heard of a great place where you can start saving for something special. And they even add a little extra called dividends, which Dad says is the same as interest. It's the Pee Wee Penguin Savings Account at Hastings Federal Credit Union. For kids that are 12 and under, their club also gives you neat stuff just for opening an account. And you have a chance to win presents. Isn't that great? So tell Mom and Dad to take you to Hastings Federal Credit Union to save in the Pee Wee Penguin Young Savers Club because they serve people who live or work in the Hastings area.
Equal housing lender. Savings federally insured to $250,000 by NCUA.
Good evening and welcome to Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHAS. Joining me at halftime this evening is the Director of the Campus Health Services. It's Beth Luttrell. Beth, thank you so much for joining us.
Certainly.
Okay, Beth, we're going to talk a little bit about a week that just kind of wrapped up. It was a Sexual Responsibilities Week just wrapped up at Hastings College. Talk a little bit about some of the events that went on during this week.
This is a week that helps students realize what they need to do if they choose to be sexually active and stay safe. So part of the festivities, we'll call them, centered around Ask the Sexperts, which were physicians, professors, people from Hastings Family Planning who came and answered questions that students submitted via writing anonymously, and answered those questions so that students would have accurate, dependable information to work from. And then following the Ask the Sexperts, there was a Sexival, which was put on by all of the campus peer education groups, in that each group had a carnival-type game, which asked questions related to their topic that connected with sexual responsibility, and students were eligible for prizes and raffle prizes.
Okay. Now, when the I know it's kind of certainly for those college-age students, really an uncomfortable topic sometimes to talk to people in front about. Did you notice any of that? Was there any kind of level of students being just kind of uncomfortable, and did they get better as the week went on?
Typically, they're not uncomfortable because all the questions are submitted in writing. It's not like they have to raise their hand and the professor call on them and say, "What's your question?"
Yeah.
You know, it's all done in writing, and then the questions are compiled by categories, like topics, and then the physician or the professor or the nurse, whoever takes the question, can answer several at once.
Okay. Now, why did Hastings College really start Sexual Responsibilities Week?
Well, I think it's important for students to live through, survive their college years, and for students who choose to be sexually active, STIs, HIV, and AIDS are all certainly life-threatening in some cases, illnesses that people need to have good factual information about.
Okay, now we talked a little bit earlier about the peer education groups. How did they come up with their presentations, their carnival games, so to speak, for the Sexual Responsibilities Week? What kind of work went on with that?
We have six different peer education groups on campus, and they are all lumped under an umbrella. But each group has its own topic, mental health, health issues, GBLT and allies, HIV and STIs, and alcohol and other drugs. So even though they teach specifically on a particular topic, all the topics are very interrelated, and so they were able to come up with games and questions for their topic that fit into the notion of acting responsibly if you choose to be sexually active.
Okay, and was this week pretty well received by the Hastings College students?
Yes, it was. We actually held the Ask the Sexperts and Sex of All on a night that there was a big, huge basketball game on campus, mm-hmm. and we still had about 10% of the campus population involved in our activity. So it was well received.
Okay, well, Beth Luttrell, once again, thank you so much for joining us on Hastings College Spotlight, talking about Sexual Responsibilities Week. And once again, thank you for all you do at the Health Center.
Thank you for having me.
Hastings College Spotlight has been brought to you by Hastings Federal Credit Union, serving the financial needs of people who live or work in the Hastings area. Stay tuned because the second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Hi, this is Terry Anstein, President, Five Points Bank of Hastings. On behalf of our shareholders, directors, and staff, I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping us become the fastest-growing bank in Hastings. I would also like to invite everyone in the Hastings area to stop in and visit with one of our bankers and learn how we can be your bank for the long run. Locally owned, locally managed, Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC.
Hey kids, I heard of a great place where you can start saving for something special. And they even add a little extra called dividends, which Dad says is the same as interest. It's the Pee Wee Penguin Savings Account at Hastings Federal Credit Union. For kids that are 12 and under, their club also gives you neat stuff just for opening an account. And you have a chance to win prizes. Isn't that great? So tell Mom and Dad to take you to Hastings Federal Credit Union to save in the Pee Wee Penguin Young Savers Club because they serve people who live or work in the Hastings area.
Equal housing lender. Savings federally insured to $250,000 by NCUA.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back at the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota. Hastings College with a lead over Dakota Wesleyan here this afternoon. Men's college basketball. The score is 43-37. Hastings in the lead. Wade Bounce again leading the way for the Broncos. He's got 11 points. 10 for Kyler Dossett. 9 for Brent McNerland. 14 for Brady Wiebe. All right, play is back in. Dakota Wesleyan with the opening possession of the second half. Jacob Nealon has got the ball. Now to Mitch Bain for three. Right off of the batter. Shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Jake Marvin. Marvin gets the ball away to Derek Fletcher into the forecourt. Now to Kyler Dossett. Dossett dribbles into the lane. Jump pass down low. It's going to be tipped out of bounds. Trying to get it down to Marvin, and it's tipped out of bounds there by Wiebe of Dakota Wesleyan. Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Slough has got the ball. Looking. Jeremiah has still got it. Finally gets it into Vance. To Jeremiah as he dribbles into the lane. Nice pass down low, but it's going to be intercepted. Jumping right in front of Derek Fletcher was Darren Dorsey. Dorsey's got it on the Hastings turnover. That's their ninth of the ball game. Here's Bain in the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball is lost out of bounds by Wiebe. Mitch Bain right at point blank range right in front of the basket. Misses that shot. Wiebe could not control the rebound. It goes out of bounds, and now Hastings will walk it back the other way. 43-37. Hastings with the lead. We're about 45 seconds into the second half here this afternoon. Here's Kyler Dossett to Marvin. Now to Slough. Slough to Fletcher on the far sideline. Cross-court pass comes to Dossett. Toss it open on three-point territory, but he won't take the shot. That'll Wade Bonds. Circles around at the elbow, hands it away to Fletcher. He's up from the free throw line, no good. Tap try, no good. Rebound is loose, and Dossett grabs another one. Kyler Dossett now launches up a shot from 7 feet away. It's good. Kyler Dossett scores. Tell you what, he has been the man today for Hastings. He's got 12 points in the ball game, a handful of rebounds, and Hastings now with a 45-37 advantage. Here's Nealon with the ball now for Wesley, and goes inside to Wiebe. His shot is up there. It's good. Brady Wiebe scores. He knocks down Dossett on the play. Back the other way is Fletcher. Goes to the hole, and he tries to jam one home. It's going to be no good. Fletcher misses the jam, and that'll rile people up here. Preston Broughton comes back the other way. Fletcher was going for the jam there for Hastings. 45-39. Hastings with a six-point lead. There's a Dorsey with the ball now for Dakota Wesleyan. Tries to penetrate. Can't do it. Backs it on out. Sends it back inside to Wiebe. His shot is good, but it won't count. A foul before the shot is going to go in slow. Jeremiah picks up his second personal foul here for Hastings. 18 minutes and 11 seconds to play in the ballgame. The Broncos trying to upset the seventh-ranked team in the country here this afternoon. They've got the six-point advantage, but Dakota Wesleyan has got the ball on their offensive end. Preston Broughton drives for the hole. His shot is up and in. Broughton scores, and the Tigers are within 4 points now at 45-41 here in the second half. Hastings back with the ball. Dakota Wesleyan still in their man-to-man defense. Slough goes to Fletcher. He backs up. Slough has still got it. Puts up a shot. He banks one home. They wanted to pop out of there, but it goes down through the hole. Derek Fletcher scores for Hastings. He's got 7 points, 47-41. Hastings still leading by a half a dozen here in this second half of play. Dorsey open for three. Takes the shot over Fletcher. It's good at three ball. Darren Dorsey's first three-pointer of the ball game. He's got 11 now, and Dakota Wesleyan is back to within 3 points, 47-44. Here's a shot in the lane by Slough. No good. Rebound comes down to Dorsey, and a foul is called here in backcourt as he runs over Wade Bonds. And Bonds is going to be the guilty party. A blocking foul on Wade Bonds. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number two on Hastings here in the second half of play. 17-25 to play in the ball game. It's now Hastings 47 and Dakota Wesleyan 44. Brady Wiebe will inbound the ball now for Wesleyan as he hands it away to Mitch Bain. Walks it down the near sideline, picked up by Bonds, stops at the top of the three-point circle. Goes out to Nealon. Nealon now to Dorsey. Dorsey penetrates, moves to his right, fires up a 17-footer off of the baseline. It's going to be no good. Rebound Broughton. Broughton now on the baseline to Bain, shovels it away to Wiebe. Wiebe now right side of the lane. There's a pass inside to Broughton. He tries to jam one home, and he's fouled in the play there by Marvin. Broughton kind of hangs on the rim there, but down at his knees was Jake Marvin. He was just hanging on for dear life. Marvin gets hit with a personal foul. That's his third. And now Broughton goes to the free throw line for Dakota Wesleyan. Three team fouls already for Hastings here in the first 3 minutes of the second half. Preston Broughton to the free throw line for Dakota Wesleyan. He has got 8 points in the ball game. 3 out of 4 from the line. He'll have 2 shots here. His first one is up. It's good. He will get one more. It's now 47-45. Dakota Wesleyan is back to within 2 points. Broncos led at halftime by 6, 43-37. Hastings shooting 57% from the floor in the first half compared to 41% for Dakota Wesleyan. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but the rebound is loose. It comes to the near side, and it's picked up there by Preston Broughton. Keeps it alive here for Dakota Wesleyan. Now to Dorsey on the wing. Takes it down on the baseline. Dumps it away to Broughton. He has a ball stripped away by Fletcher, and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to go here on Hastings College, and that's going to send Broughton back to the free throw line. The foul is going to go on McNerland. That's going to be his second. He came over to help out down there. So McNerland gets hit with a personal foul. That's his second. The fourth teamer on Hastings. Broughton back to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's good. He's now 5 of 7 from the line this afternoon. He's got 10 points, and all of a sudden the Bronco lead is down to 1 point. 47-46. Hastings leading by one. Broughton can tie things up right here. Shot is in the air. That one is going to be good. So Broughton with 3 free throws here in the past couple of seconds. And we are tied up at 47 points apiece with 16:45 to play here in the contest here this afternoon. Slough has got the ball out to Wade Bonds, picked up by Walter. Bonds penetrates, spins at the elbow. In the lane he goes, has to get rid of it. Finally he does. Slough on the wing. Jeremiah throws it back to Wade Bonds on the far sideline. Dakota Wesleyan into man-to-man defense. Bonds comes out to McNerland for three. His shot is up there. It's going to be short, and the rebound comes down to Bain. Dakota Wesleyan can pull ahead with a field goal, and they throw the ball away. Chase Walters streaking down the right sideline, and the pass was too far from Mitch Bain. It goes out of bounds. turnover number 8 on the Tigers here this afternoon. We're tied up at 47 points apiece. Hastings back with the basketball. Tyler Dossett goes to Derek Fletcher. Fletcher just across the 10-second line, dribbling with the ball, goes on a high post down to McNerland with his back to the basket to Fletcher for three. His shot is up there. He buries it. Big, big bucket there for Fletcher. He has now got 10 points in the ball game, and Lance calls a timeout. The Broncos call the timeout 4 minutes into the second half. They're just shy of 4 minutes. 16:08 to play in the ball game. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 50, Dakota Wesleyan 47.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drugstores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
All right, the women's scoreboard now complete this afternoon in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Here's what we have for you in the final day of the regular season. Briarcliff beat Midland today, 98-67. Hastings over Dakota Wesleyan, 57-46. Morningside beat Nebraska Wesleyan today, 76-41. Northwestern winners over Sioux Falls, 68-47. Dort beat Doan, 66-52. That was Mount Marty beating Dana today by a score of 76-47. Again, the pairings for the Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason tournament will be out later on tonight for both the men and women. Tournament action gets underway on Tuesday. Hastings will have byes on the Tuesday. We will not play until Thursday. We should have a home game on Thursday night back at the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings with a lead here over Dakota Wesleyan, trying to hang on to the number 2 seed on the men's side of things. Dakota Wesleyan has already got the number 1 seed all locked up. 50-47 is the score. Here's a jumper by Walder. No good. Rebound comes down to Dorsey. Dorsey sends it inside to Wiebe. Turnaround jumper is shot over Kyler Dossett. Good. Brady Wiebe scores there for Dakota Wesleyan. He has now got 18 points in the ball game. It's 50-49. Hastings with a one-point lead. Dossett from 12. A shot good. Kyler Dossett scores again. Dossett now with 14. His season high, 24. They put on the board against Midland earlier this year. Dossett having a solid ball game here today. 52-49. Hastings leading by 3 points again. Walder goes inside. Now dumps it down low. Here's a shot up and in by Dorsey. They got out to Wiebe, and he dumps it down low to Darren Dorsey sliding in from the corner. Dorsey's now got 13 in the contest. 52-51. Here's Brett McNerland. Drives for the hole. His reverse layup is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Bain. Bain runs her back the other way for Dakota Wesleyan. Down the center of the floor he goes. Bounce pass down low. A shot no good by Walder. Rebound Dorsey. Follow shot good. Dorsey now with 15, and Dakota Wesleyan has got the lead now over Hastings. It is 53-52. 14:56 to play in the ball game. So Dakota Wesleyan has got the lead for the first time in a long, long time here today. Kyler Dossett from the elbow. His shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Dorsey. He runs her back the other way for Dakota Wesleyan down the far sideline. Darren Dorsey stops, goes to Mitch Bain, out of Walder, cranks up the three over Fletcher. Shot good. Chase Walder, his second three-pointer of the ball game. He's got 6 points. And Dakota Wesleyan now leads by a score of 56-52. Here's Slough in the lane. Slough forces up a shot over Dorsey. No good. Rebound McNerland. Follow shot is up there. Good. McNerland gets the offensive board and the putback. Brent now with the 11 points in the ballgame, 56-54. Hastings down by 2 points. Dorsey goes to Bain, now to Walder. To Bain, top of the key. Entry pass. They get it to Wiebe. As it knocked loose, picked up by Broughton. Now to Dorsey. Down low. Wiebe grabs it. As it's stripped away by McNerland. Out of bounds. Into the ball game now is going to be Bo LaCroix. Here comes Mark Mingo in now for Dakota Wesleyan. 14:07 to play. Checking in for Hastings is going to be Blake Wright. Going to the bench will be McNerland. Mitch Bain will inbound for the Tigers. Baseline right side underneath their own hole. They get it in the corner to Mingo. His shot is up there. It's short. Rebound to Vance. 56-54. Hastings can pull ahead with a three-point field goal. There's a pass that can be intercepted by Dorsey. Drives it back against Vance. His shot in the lane is going to be no good. Rebound, follow shot. Bain is up there, no good, and he's fouling the play. The Broncos just turn it away for the 10th time here this afternoon. Wade Vance picks up the foul for the Broncos. That's going to be his second. 56-54. 13 minutes and 54 seconds to play here in the contest. And going to the free throw line will be Mitch Bain. 6 points so far today. Shot is up there. It's good. Dakota Wesleyan is second to the last in free throw percentage this week in the GPAC. They're hitting 63% as a team. Mitch Bain, 66% individually. His shot is up there. Hits a couple of free throws there, and that gives Dakota Wesleyan a four-point lead, 58-54. Tigers out on top of the Broncos here this afternoon. Derek Fletcher with the ball, and now Dakota Wesleyan has gone to a little zone defense. Got some problems on Wednesday, this 2-3 zone. Jeremiah Slough has got it. Now to Kyler Dossett. Back out to Slough in three-point territory, trying to penetrate. Can't do there against Mark Mingo. Slough on the near sideline now. Sends it out between the rings to Dane Bacon. Now to Fletcher. Entry pass to Dossett. His shot is up there and in. Kyler Dossett scores. Kyler now is 16 in the ball game, 58-56. Dakota Wesleyan leading by a pair. Mitch Bain with the ball. Now to Dorsey to the near sideline to Mark Mingo. Ball high above his head. Mingo has still got it. Picked up by Slough. Bounce pass to get it to Wiebe. And the ball is poked away. And a foul is going to be called here on Wright. Wade got his hands in there for Hastings. Jarred it loose, but also picked up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 6 on Hastings. Dakota Wesleyan has not committed a team foul here in the second half. We have played almost 7 minutes. Amazing. Mitch Bain will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Bain holds it, comes way out on top. Preston Broughton has got it picked up by Wright. Broughton goes over on the left side on the wing to Mitch Bain. Top of the key, Dorsey now picked up there by Fletcher. Dorsey going to drive it against Fletcher, dumps it off down low. Broughton goes up and drops it down through the hole. Broughton leans in and just drops it down through the hole. He's got 13 in the ball game, and Dakota Wesleyan now leading by 4 points again, 60-56. Hastings back with the ball. Jeremiah Slough has got it out here in three-point territory. Slough backs it on out. Comes over here to Dane Bacon. Now left side. Dossett with the ball just inside the ring. Fires up a shot. It's good again. Kyler Dossett scores again. 18 points in the ball game for Kyler Dossett. 60-58. Broncos are down by 2 points with 12:30 to play here in the ball game. Bain brings her back down for the Tigers over in the wing on the left side. To Mark Mingo. They work it back around to Mitch Bain. Out top of the key, Dorsey has got it. Fletcher gives him space. He launches up a three. No good. Rebound Mingo. Follow shot is blocked and a foul is called. Mingo gets the offensive board. But a foul is going to go on Hastings. It's going to go on Slough. That's going to be his third. So three fouls now on Slough, three on Jake Marvin. Mingo goes to the free throw line now for Dakota Wesleyan. Mingo so far today has not scored. 75% foul shooter in the season. His shot is up there. It's good. That's only his fifth free throw of the year. He's now 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. Mingo will have one more here for Dakota Wesleyan. A 6'3" junior from Armour, South Dakota. Next shot is up there. That one is going to be good as he rattles that baby home. So Mingo hits a pair. And Dakota Wesleyan maintains their four-point advantage, 62-58 over Hastings. Here's Derek Fletcher now to Dane Bacon on the near sideline. Bacon to Blake Wright. Wright brings it back to Bacon on the right side. Looking, goes out to Wade Bonds, top of the circle. Bonds, penetration, throws over here on the near sideline. Bacon has got it. Puts it on the floor, dribbles to the top of the key, down to Fletcher. 14 on the shot clock. Fletcher goes up to Kyler Dossett. Entry pass to Wright at the free throw line. Hands it away now to Kyler Dossett. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Bounce pass inside to Wade Bonds. He gets away and scores. Bonds spins away as the shot clock was expiring. Bonds has got 13 in the ball game. The Broncos back within two, 62-60. Dakota Wesleyan has got the lead. Nealon has got the ball. Top of the key to Mingo. Mingo, left side down to Dorsey. Bob pass goes inside. That's going to be Wiebe. His shot over Dossett. Good. Brady Wiebe spun one way and then the other. And Wiebe gets his ninth field goal of the ball game. He's got 20 points in the contest. 64-60. Here's Wright. Lobs it inside. It's going to be knocked loose. It's picked up by Wright. Back out here in three-point territory to Fletcher. Now to Vance. Fakes the three. Drives it to the hole. Contact made. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. No foul call as Vance hits the deck. Nealon hit the deck for Dakota Wesleyan. And Lance is not happy. Back the other way is Dorsey. Dorsey now for Dakota Wesleyan. Bounce pass inside to Wiebe. He goes for the hole. Shot no good, and he's fouled in the play. Fletcher trying to poke the ball away, and he gets hit with a personal foul. A lot more contact at the other end. Now the team fouls are 8-0. And Lance is quick to point out. He's looking at the scoreboard. He's going to say, hey, what about at the other end when Wade Bonds was knocked down in the lane? 8 team fouls called on Dakota Wesleyan in the second half. Or actually, 8 on Hastings, 0 for Dakota Wesleyan. Brady Wiebe hits the free throw. He's now got 21 in the ball game, and Dakota Wesleyan has a 5-point lead. It is 65-60. Slough is getting ready to check back in. He'll do that right now. Coming out will be Bacon, so Hastings will go with Dossett and Vance. Also Marvin in the ball game with Fletcher and Slough. So the starting unit back in there for head coach Lance Creech, 65-60. Here comes the next free throw by Wiebe at the free throw line. His shot is up and in. 22 now for Brady Wiebe. And Dakota Wesleyan has their biggest lead of the ball game, 66-60, with 10 minutes and 55 seconds to play here in the second half. Jeremiah Slough with it now for Hastings. Comes to the near sideline to Vance. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the top of the key. Bounce pass, high post. Marvin has got it in the lane. Dumps it down low. The ball's tipped away. And it's going to go out of bounds from the far sideline. So Hastings will play things in. We're down by 6 points. 10:42 to play in the contest from the Corn Palace in Mitchell here this afternoon. Broncos will inbound. Fletcher gets it away. Vance dribbles around. Stops in the lane. Puts up an off-balance shot and hits it. Vance in the lane scores. Vance now with 15. The Broncos back to within four. Here's Walder now for Dakota Wesleyan back at the other end. Walder out here in three-point territory. Lobs it to Preston Broughton, out of Dorsey. Dorsey takes the three over Fletcher. His shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Tyler Dossett, picked up now by Slough. Maya brings it back the other way for Hastings College. Down the lane he goes. Nice dish down low. His shot is up there. It's no good by Marvin, but he's found in the blank. Dribble penetration there by Jeremiah Slough. He dumped it to the left side of the lane to Jake Marvin, and he is fouled in a play. And now he'll go to the free throw line. That is the first foul in Dakota Wesleyan here in the second half, and it comes to the 10-12 mark. Marvin to the line. Shot's going to go, or there, the foul is going to go on Preston Broughton. Jake Marvin to the free throw line to shoot two. Broncos are down by four. Shot is up there. It is good. The Nebraska women's basketball team won this afternoon as they beat Colorado 89-73. The Nebraska men will be tipping off at 5 o'clock this afternoon at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. They'll take on the Missouri Tigers. 66-63. Hastings down by 3 points. Here's the next shot. It's up there. It is good by Marvin, so he hits a pair. And the Broncos back to within two. 66-64. Here comes Mitch Bain with the ball now for Dakota Wesleyan. Bain goes over to Darren Dorsey. Not a Wiebe. Walder has got it now against Slough. Jams it inside. There's another foul. Nope, traveling violation. Preston Broughton got it to the left side of the lane. He was surrounded by Broncos, and he's whistled for the traveling violation. That is 9 turnovers now on the Tigers. And Hastings can reclaim the lead here with a three-pointer. Jeremiah Slough comes back on the dribble for Hastings. Goes over on the wing to Derek Fletcher. His pass comes out here. The Marvin again out in three-point territory to Fletcher. Fletcher open for three. Takes a shot. It's short. Rebound comes down to Bain. Bain runs her back the other way, one-on-one against Slough. Sends it down in the corner, down to Walder. Back out to Bain. His shot for three is up there. It's going to be no good. High in the air for the rebound, and Slough. Jeremiah runs her back the other way for Hastings. Three on three, and now he'll hold up with it. Out to Fletcher, top of the key. Fletcher comes over here to Slough on the wing. Right side of the lane. Now to Kyler Dossett. Dribbles into the Bain. His shot is up there. Rims off, no good. Rebound comes down to Preston Broughton. Now to Walder, now to Bain. Here comes Dakota Wesleyan down the right sideline with 9:13 to play. They get it inside. The Wiebe back out to Bain. Drives down the lane. His shot is up there. No good. Rebound Dorsey. Foul shot is up and in. Darren Dorsey, not a big guy, but this guy could jump out of the gym. He's got 17 points in the basketball game against the offensive board on the putback there. 68-64. Here's Slough trying to drive it, and he's going to be fouled in the play by Dorsey. Darren Dorsey now with two personal fouls. Dorsey is 6'2". A junior from Phoenix, Arizona, a junior college transfer kid that just kind of showed up on the doorstep here at Dakota Wesleyan. And head coach Don Henaway. Non-shooting situation. Hastings will play things in. Slough to Marvin. His shot's going to be no good. His jersey was pulled from behind. No foul call there as Mark Mingo reaches out and just pulls the jersey of Jake Marvin as he goes up for the shot. You can see it from here. 68-64. Dakota Wesleyan has got the lead, and now we got a foul back the other way. Nope, traveling violation again on Wiebe as he spun away from Marvin. Maybe a payback there. 10 turnovers on Dakota Wesleyan as the Tiger fans don't like that one. Right below us, 68-64, 8.5 minutes to play here in regulation this afternoon from the Corn Palace in Mitchell. Hastings with the ball. Kyler Dossett out here in three-point territory to Slough on the wing. Jeremiah holds it. Now dribbles to the elbow to Jake Marvin. Marvin on the right side of the lane, hands it away to Wade Vance, fakes the three, takes it to the free throw line, trying to power his way to the basket. It's knocked loose, picked up by Dossett. Dossett in the corner, he's got to burn a timeout as they had him trapped down there up against the sideline, and a timeout is called here by Hastings. 8 minutes and 12 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Dakota Wesleyan 68, Hastings 64.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
1230 KHAS.
Right, a score in for men's basketball this afternoon in the conference just underway. Nebraska Wesleyan is leading Morningside 19-14. 11 minutes to play in the first half. By the way, the state wrestling championships going on in Omaha at Quest Center in Omaha. We will get an update on the action there following our Bronco coverage here this afternoon from Mitchell, South Dakota. Doug Dudo will get you up to date on what's been going on in this final day, the championship day of the state wrestling tournament, so stick around for that. Here's Fletcher. He throws up a shot with two on the shot clock. No good. Rebound Marvin. He has it knocked loose and is picked up here by Mingo. So at the 8-minute mark of the ball game here this afternoon, Hastings is down to the 7th-ranked team. Here's Dorsey underneath the basket. His shot is up and in. Nice pass by Broughton and Dorsey. Twisting and turning, and he throws it down through the hole. He's got 19 in the ball game, and Dakota Wesleyan now leads by a score of 70-64. He is a player, gang. Now a foul called out here. It's going to go on Dorsey. So he makes a nice play on the offensive end, and then he picks up a cheap foul back the other way. So now the team foul starting to even out here in the second half. It's 8 for Hastings, 3 on Dakota Wesleyan. Dorsey's going to check out. They really like him here in Mitchell, as you might expect. He has been the spark plug for this team. They're ranked number 7 in the country. This is the team that's won 12 games in a row. Kyler Dossett throws up a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Fletcher. Now to Kyler again. Mishandles the ball. As picked up by Wiebe. Wiebe gets it ahead to Walder. He drives, shoots, and scores. Walder now with 8 points. Dakota Wesleyan has got an 8-point lead over Hastings. 72-64. The Broncos need a bucket right here. The Tigers, they have a tendency to go on some big runs here in this building. Here's Jeremiah for three. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose. Bonds hit the deck hard. He's knocked down. It's picked up by Dakota Wesleyan back the other way. Mark Mingo goes to Wiebe on the baseline. His shot over Fletcher. Good. Wiebe now with 24. And Lance calls a timeout at the 10-point lead. A 10-point lead for Dakota Wesleyan with 7 minutes to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with the score. Dakota Wesleyan 74, Hastings 64.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Also available on the World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College, named the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. So Dakota Wesleyan is now out on top of Hastings by 10 points, 74-64. Still plenty of time, 7 minutes to play here in the contest. The Broncos led throughout much of the first half of play. In fact, at one time, had a 14-point lead at 27-13. Dakota Wesleyan then went on a 19-8 run. The ball within 3 points at 35-32. Broncos still had a 6-point advantage at halftime, 43-37. Hastings has led throughout much of the second half. We were tied up at 47 before Dakota Wesleyan had the lead at 53-52. And that's a lead that the Tigers have not given back here. And now they have built a 10-point lead, 74-64. Broncos really need a basket here in this trip down the floor as they will play things in following a timeout from head coach Lance Creech. Broncos back in the offensive zone. Wade Bonds goes to Kyler Dossett, who's had a great day today for Hastings. Over to Jeremiah Slough. Lobs it left side of the lane. That's Wade Bonds. His shot over Mingo is up there. It's going to be no good. Wiebe grabs the rebound, and the foul is going to be called on Marvin. Hastings comes up empty on the possession. Marvin picks up the personal foul. That's going to be number 4 on Jake. Team foul number 9 on the Broncos. Marvin's going to have to check out. Here comes Brent McNerland into the ball game now for Hastings. For Nerland is in. Going to the free throw line will be Wiebe for Dakota Wesleyan. He has got 24 points in the basketball game this afternoon. He is averaging 17 on the season. He has 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. He'll have a 1-1 here. His first shot is up there. It's good. He'll get one more. Now the Dakota Wesleyan lead is at 11 points. 75-64. The Tigers ranked number 7 in the country. They're marked at 23-5, trying to win their 13th straight ball game here this afternoon. Next shot is up there. He misses that one. The rebound loose, and it comes to the corner. It's picked up by McNerland. Gives it away to Slough. Jeremiah into the forecourt. Now to McNerland. Back out to Maya. Out here in three-point territory. Maya goes over here on the right side. Dane Bacon into the ball game. He's got it on the wing. Gets away. Circles around. Elbow. Left side. His shot is up there. It's blocked down. And a foul is called here on Mitch Bain. Bain gets hit with a personal foul. It's going to be his first. As Dane Bacon trying to throw up the shot from just to the left of the lane. And Bacon now goes to the free throw line for Hastings. Dane has not missed this year. He is 5 out of 5 from the free throw line. His shot is up there. That one is around the rim and down through the hole. First point of the ball game for Dane Bacon, the product out of Kearney. 75-65 now. Hastings back to within 10 points. As Bacon will have another shot here. 6.5 to play. Next shot is up there. That one is good. 75-66. And now the Broncos will apply some pressure here in backcourt. Bain goes over here to Dorsey, brings it back to Bain, hops it across the midcourt stripe now. Bain double-teamed over there, gets the ball away to Chase Walder. Walder sends it inside to Wiebe, backs up, forces up a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose. It's picked up there, and a follow shot is no good, and he's fouled into play. Wiebe misses the first shot, got his own rebound back as he wrestled that ball away from McNerland, and he is fouled into play there by Wade Bontz of Hastings. Bontz also scrapping for the ball in the lane there. Picked up the personal foul instead. Going to the free throw line again will be Brady Wiebe. We have no answer for this guy. He's the leading rebounder in the conference, and I can see why. Wiebe with a ton here this afternoon. Shot is up there from the line. It's going to be no good. He's now 5 of 7 from the line. 25 points in the basketball game. Bacon is out. Fletcher back in. 6 minutes, 11 seconds to play in the ball game. 75-66. Hastings down by 9. Wiebe will have one more. As he eyes the bucket, lets it fly, and the shot is up there. That one is down around the rim and down through the hole. Wiebe now with 26. The Bronco deficit is 10 points. Still a lot of time here, just over 6 minutes. Fletcher has got the ball right side of the lane, dribbles to the top of the key, down to the left side. There's a pass down to Slough. Now to McNerland. His shot's going to be blocked down, and the foul is called. And McNerland will go to the free throw line. If Hastings would not have lost the other night at Dana, this game would have been for the conference championship here this afternoon, but some of the luster was taken off when the Broncos were upset by Dana on Wednesday. But Hastings still fighting for their lives this afternoon, trying to hold on to that number 2 seed in the upcoming GPAC tournament. Brent McNerland misses the foul shot. Hastings has got Briarcliff and Sioux Falls nipping at the heels here this afternoon, just a game behind Hastings in the conference standings. Next shot is up there. It's good by McNerland. Hastings back to within 9 points now. It's 76-67. We need some stops on defense right here. There's the ball deflected away from Bain, but Mitch picks it back up. Now to Preston Broughton into the forecourt. Broughton gets it to Mitch Bain now, out between the rings. Hastings drops back in the man-to-man. There's Wiebe with the ball. Free throw line extended left side to Bain. Now they work it over to the right wing. Dorsey has got it. Picked up there by Kyler Dossett. Bounce pass is going to be tipped in and intercepted and then lost out of bounds by Dossett. Dawson says it was tipped out of his hands by Wiebe. But the officials say no, they will get the ball to Wesleyan. 5:37 to play in the ball game. 76-67. Hastings down by 9. Inbounds pass comes to Nealon. Back out to Bain. Now to Preston Broughton out here in three-point territory. Broughton down to Dorsey. 5 seconds on the shot clock. He fires up a three-pointer and hits it. Fletcher gave him room, and Dorsey throws up a three, and he hits it. Dorsey now with 22 in the ballgame. It's 79-67. Wesleyan slowly but surely pulling away. There's a bounce pass left side of the lane. Bontz in the lane. Puts it up there. His shot is good, and he is fouled in the play. So Bontz goes to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. Bontz now with 17 in the ballgame, and he was fouled in the play there by Brady Wiebe of Dakota Wesleyan. That's going to be his second personal foul. Second foul on Wiebe. Going to the free throw line will be Bontz of Hastings. He's 2 of 2 so far today. 10 team fouls now in Hastings. 6 for Dakota Wesleyan. Shot from the free throw line is up and in by Bontz. Stick around after the ball game. We'll name our players of the game from our doubleheader this afternoon, our coach's post-game show, and then we'll get you to Omaha and get an update on the state wrestling tournament from Doug Duda at Quest Center. 79-70. Here's Broughton. He's going to stuff one home on the baseline. Preston Broughton got loose and stuffs one home. He's now got 15. Here's Slough back the other way, and he forces his way to the basket, and he's going to be fouled into play by Bain. Mitch says he traveled with the ball. That's not the case. Personal foul number two on Mitch Bain, and now Slough goes to the free throw line for Hastings. It's an 11-point lead now for Dakota Wesleyan, 81-70. As Hastings will go to the line here with Slough, Jeremiah's been held to just 4 points today. He's been matched up basically with Bain and also Dorsey out there. They've done a good job on him today. Slough's free throw is up there. That one is good. He was the focus point of their shoot-around today. We snuck in on that baby here at the Corden Palace. It was nothing but Jeremiah Slough and Wade Vance and Derek Fletcher all during the hour shoot-around today for Dakota Wesleyan. Second shot by Slough is going to be no good. The Broncos still down by 10 points. It's 81-71. Hastings applying pressure here in backcourt. Nealon has got the ball. Out of Dorsey and into the forecourt. Picked up by Slough. Dorsey goes to Mitch Bain. Bain has got it here in the offensive zone as he just dribbles with the ball out here against Derek Fletcher. Goes over on the wing, now to Nealon. So Weeby mishandles the pass as it was to the midcourt stripe. But he picks it up as Mitch Bain gets it under control. Now to Dorsey at the top of the key. His shot for three is up there. It's no good. Rebound Weeby, and he's fouled in the play before the shot. It's going to go on McNerland. Weeby had good position down there. That's why he's the leading rebounder in the G-Pack. And Weeby now goes back to the free throw line. We've had no answer for him today. 26 points in the contest. That's the third foul in Brett McNerland. 10 fouls plus from the Broncos now in the second half. So two shots here by Brady Weeby. His shot is up there. It's good. Weeby is now 7 out of 9 from the free throw line this afternoon. 27 in the ball game for Weeby. He averages 17.6 on the season, the seventh leading scorer in the conference. Next shot is up there by Weeby. It's good. And now down to the scores table is going to be Jake Marvin. He will check back in as McNerland will come to the bench. It's now 83-71. Matches the biggest lead of the ball game for Dakota Wesleyan. They led 79-67 just a few minutes ago. We're down to 4 minutes and 23 seconds to play here in the contest, and time running out on the Broncos here this afternoon. Kyler Dossett down the left sideline for Hastings. Bounce pass goes inside to Wade Vance. Double team. Kicks it out now to Marvin. He drives it toward the hole. And now a traveling violation is called. That was a late whistle as a Marvin was getting ready to get rid of the pass. The fans do the ooh and an on, and all of a sudden the officials call the traveling violation on Hastings. So 11 turnovers in the Broncos. And it's 83-71, a 12-point lead for the Tigers as Dakota Wesleyan will come up the floor with 4 minutes to play here in this one. Dorsey has got it back out to Walder. Out of Bain, angles in, dumps it down low. The pass is behind Weeby, and it goes out of bounds. The 11 turnovers on Dakota Wesley. Not a good pass there, thrown by Mitch Bain behind Brady Weeby, who is sliding toward the basket. Broncos are down by 12 points, 3:48 to play here in the contest. Fletcher comes to Slough at the top of the key, backs it out as he works against Dorsey. Slough down the left side of the lane, down to Wade Vance on the left sideline. Bounce pass into Slough, circles around in the lane, tries to put a man in the air, has to get rid of it. Now to Fletcher, and a traveling violation. A dozen turnovers now in Hastings. 83-71, we're down to 3:34 to play. The Hastings College women won this afternoon, but struggled over Dakota Wesleyan. 57-46 was the final score today. Here's Mitch Bain out to Walder, left sideline. Walder goes to Bain, top of the circle. Hastings still in the man-to-man defense. Bain holds it now to Chase Walder. He's picked up there by Slough. Dribbling out here in the three-point territory. Wesleyan not going to be in any hurry to get a shot away. We're down to 15 on the shot clock, 3:15 to play in the ball game. Wesleyan has got a 12-point lead, 83-71. Here's Dorsey with the ball to Walder. Walder brings it back to Dorsey on the right side of the lane. Dorsey out in three-point territory, works against Slough, takes off, goes for the hole, scores, and he's fouled in the play. Boy, he is quick. Dorsey gets the field goal, and he'll go to the free throw line here for Dakota Wesleyan. Dorsey now with 24 in the ball game, and he is fouled by Jake Marvin, and that's the fifth foul on Jake. He fouls out with 2 minutes and 59 seconds to play. Marvin leaves with 6 points. Dorsey will go to the free throw line here to try to make this a three-point play. Lance Creech taking the opportunity to talk to the official here on the near sideline, as he'll have some time here to find a replacement for Jake Marvin. And coming in is going to be Brett McNerland. So Marvin is out of the ball game now with five fouls, and Brett McNerland comes back in. Dakota Wesleyan has won the conference championship this year. They had that all sewn up before the ball game today. They will play in the NAIA National Tournament coming up second week of March down in Point Lookout, Missouri. Top of the free throw line is up and in by Dorsey. Hastings trying to get there, but a couple of losses here this week. 86-71 is the score. Hastings down now by 15 points. Here's Wade Bond's three-pointer put up there. It's no good. Fletcher had the rebound, lost it. Slough picks it up. Jeremiah from the corner puts a man in the air, throws up a three, hits it. Slough now with 8 points in the ball game. Timeout, Hastings. So 2 minutes and 45 seconds to play now in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Dakota Wesleyan 86, Hastings 74.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 6 minutes to play. Men's college basketball in the first half. Briarcliff is leading Midland 15-14. 11 minutes to play at last check. It was Nebraska Wesleyan out on top of Morningside 19-14. A couple of men's basketball scores. Again, we're running an hour ahead of everybody else. The rest of the action had 2 and 4 o'clock game times today for the doubleheaders. Hastings at 1 and 3 today at the Corn Palace. This place normally used for some high school basketball as well, but they tell me nothing is planned for tonight, so I have no idea why we played at 1 and 3 today. They have some district basketball up here, but they're playing at another facility. 86-74, Hastings College is down by 12 points, trying to avoid a two-game losing streak, as Hastings was upset by Dana on Wednesday. Postseason tournament gets underway in the GPAC next week. Hastings will either be the number 2, 3, or 4 seed, depending on what happens today in the conference. Hastings will have a bye coming up on Tuesday night, and will swing back into action on Thursday. Here's Bain coming back to Wiebe. Reverse layup, good, and he's fouled. Fouled by Brent McNerland. Fourth foul, and Brent Wiebe gets another field going. He'll try to add to it right now at the free throw line. Wiebe now with 30 in the contest for Dakota Wesleyan. 88-74. Dakota Wesleyan going to wrap her up here this afternoon as Wiebe will go to the line one more time. This is his 11th free throw today. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And a rebound comes down to Slough of Hastings. Dorsey was the only man around the lane that time for Dakota Wesleyan, other than the shooter. 88-74. Hastings down by 14 points. Broncos with the ball. Fletcher down to the baseline. And McNerland comes out on top. Bonds from the top of the circle. His shot for three. No good. Rebound Slough. Slough moves it down in the corner. Fires up a three. His shot's going to be no good. And a foul on the rebound. They got three players on the deck right underneath the basket and getting clobbered down there for Dakota Wesleyan was a Preston Broughton. Stepping all over him down there. And finally a foul is going to be called. This one is going to go on Hastings, I think. Yep, we're going to head to the other end of the floor. Brent McNerland picks up the foul. That's going to be number 5 on McNerland. He's going to foul out. Second Bronco to leave the ball game. This one at the 2:18 mark. McNerland leads with 12 points. Going to the free throw line will be Broughton for Dakota Wesleyan. And he was the player of the year of the GPAC as a sophomore. Had a couple of knee operations last year. Now he's a senior here for Dakota Wesleyan. His fifth year here in Mitchell. Shot from the free throw line is up and in. He's now 7 out of 9 from the free throw line. He'll have one more. Broughton has got 16 points in the ball game this afternoon. This is definitely a load to handle. Dakota Wesleyan, you'll be a team to be reckoned with in the national tournament. Second shot is up there. It is good by Broughton. 90-74. Tigers up by 16 points now. Here's Wade Bonds right inside to Kyler Dossett right in front of the basket. His shot is up and in. Dossett's now got 20 points in the ball game. He had 24 earlier this year, his season high against Midland. Broncos are down by 14 points. 2 minutes to play. Contact made again as Bain is driving to the basket. He is fouled into play here by Vance. Vance picks up his fourth. So Mitch Bain will go to the free throw line. Now Bond's having a couple of words with the officials out here. Hastings not getting the benefit of any calls here today, as you might expect, 5.5 hours from home. Bain going to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It is good. Bain now with 9 points in the ballgame. Dakota Wesley has got a 15-point lead over the Broncos. It's now 91-76. Next shot is up there. It's good. So Hastings will finish the GPAC season at 13-5. Now we'll wait and see the pairings look like when they come out later on today. Dane Bacon has the ball tipped out of bounds there by Bean. Hastings will play things in. Here comes Justin Nelson into the ball game now for Dakota Wesley, a 6-foot freshman from Gillette, Wyoming. Going out is going to be Mitch Bain. 1:52 to play in the contest, 92-76. Hastings down here in the ball game. There's a pass by Sloan in the lane. It's going to be intercepted by Wiebe. Turnover number 13 on Hastings. Here's Justin Nelson down the left sideline now for Dakota Wesleyan. We've got a timeout from the Tigers. Timeout, Dakota Wesleyan with 1:41 to play here in the contest. We'll take a break with a score. Wesleyan 92, Hastings 76.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, a halftime score. Men's college basketball, Morningside 37, Nebraska Wesleyan 33. 1:41 to play here in this one. Hastings trailing Dakota Wesleyan by a score of 92-76. Broncos had a 14-point lead in the first half of 27-13. Led by 6 points at halftime, 43-37. Dakota Wesleyan came back to tie things up at 47 early in the second half and then grabbed a 1-point lead, 53-52, with 14:56 remaining in the ball game, and they have not relinquished that lead. Slowly but surely, they have been able to pull away. The Broncos right now trail by 16 points. It is 92-76. Dakota Wesleyan will play things in off the far sideline as Kevin Ball will get things in now to Justin Nelson. Down in the corner here, Dorsey still into the ball game for the Tigers. Hastings in the man-to-man, but we are down by a bunch. 14 points now in the ball game. Stranger things have happened. Justin Nelson dribbling with the ball. Comes over to Preston Broughton. Picked up by Fletcher of Hastings. 5 seconds in the shot clock. Wiebe has got it. Now to Kevin Ball. Ball kicks it back out to Broughton. His shot is up there. It is no good. Does not draw iron. And a shot clock violation on Dakota Wesleyan. So an air ball thrown up there by Broughton. And a shot clock violation. Now some more substitutes coming in there. We've got the Craig Farmer coming in for Hastings, replacing Bonds. Weeby's going to go out. Starter's going out now for Dakota Wesleyan. Broughton will go to the bench. And also Dorsey. Nate Olson into the ball game now for Hastings as he heads for the hole, and he's going to be fouled into play, and Nate will go to the free throw line now for Hastings as he was fouled into play with 1:05 to play here in the contest. We'll get you the players of the game and the coaches post-game show, and then we'll get you to Omaha and an update on the state wrestling tournament from Doug Duda, so stick around for that yet this afternoon. Shot from the free throw line by Olson is up and in. Nate is 65% foul shooter in the season. Gets his first free throw of the afternoon. Olson, the 6-foot sophomore out of Norfolk, Nebraska. Next shot is up there. That's going to be good. Olson hits a pair. And Hastings now down by 14 points, 92-78. 1 minute to play here in this one. Justin Nelson has got it down the far sideline to Kevin Ball. Out of Bo LaCroix is back into the ball game for the Tigers. Here's a pass that's going to be deflected away by Dane Bacon of Hastings, but it's retrieved by Nelson. Now a pass inside the lane is going to be over the head of Ball, and it's taken out of there by Farmer of Hastings. Coming back the other way, it's going to be Bacon. He drives for the hole. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Tap try, no good. Rebound Bacon. Follow shot in the lane is good, and he's fouled into play. Dane Bacon gets the field goal, and he'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a 3-point play. Bacon now with 4 points in the basketball game. The foul goes on Matt Dykstra of Dakota Wesleyan. That's going to be his first. Shot from the free throw line is no good by Bacon, and the rebound comes down to Dakota Wesleyan. So it's 92-80. Hastings down by 12. And a foul is going to go out here on the Broncos. It'll be on Charles Ferguson. That's going to send the Tigers back to the free throw line as Kevin Ball, one of the seniors on the team, will go to the free throw line for Dakota Wesleyan. Ball is a 6'2" senior from Murdo, South Dakota. His shot is up there. It is no good. Ball will have one more. 10 fouls plus in the Broncos here in the second half. So Hastings will have to find their touch again as the GPAC tournament gets underway next week. Second shot from the free throw line is going to be no good, but it wouldn't have counted anyway. Got somebody. We'll see. A personal foul is going to be called here. Bo LaCroix is going to be whistled for the personal foul and the missed free throw opportunity. The second foul on LaCroix. And now we go to the free throw line. And going to the stripe for Hastings is going to be Craig Farmer. So Farmer to the free throw line, the former St. Cecilia Blue Hawk. He puts it up there, and it's going to be off the right side, no good. Farmer will have one more. That's 10 fouls now, and Dakota Wesleyan here in the second half. Greg Farmer will have one more. The shot is up there. He misses that one. And the rebound comes down to Ferguson. Ferguson throws it out on top. It's going to be tipped, and it's into the backcourt. It's picked up by Kyle Newman for Dakota Wesleyan. Drives, shoots, and scores. Kyle Newman gets the field goal for the Tigers. 18 seconds to play in this one, 94-80. Hastings down by 14. Farmer into the forecourt. They get to the right side, a three-pointer put up there and in. Nate Olson. Olson hits the three ball, 94-83. 10 seconds to play. Here's a Kevin Ball as he crosses the 10-second line, and the white flag comes out. Dakota Wesleyan is going to win it here this afternoon as they come back and knock off Hastings College in the final ball game of the regular season. Final score in this one, Dakota Wesleyan 94, Hastings 83. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Mohawk has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 125 years. And Boers Floors on West 1st Street is your Mohawk dealer. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting, featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Call Boers Floors at 463-5667 or stop at 827 West 1st Street in downtown Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota here this afternoon. Dakota Wesleyan wins it. They win the Great Plains Athletic Conference regular season championship here this afternoon. They had it wrapped up before the ball game started, but they're going to chop down the nets here at the Corn Palace after they knock off Hastings in the final regular season ball game. The final score 94-83 this afternoon. Hastings got off to a great start here today, led 27-13 in the first half. Dakota Wesleyan sliced into the lead. It was a 6-point ball game at halftime, 43-37. The Tigers came back to tie it up in the second half with a 16-45 mark at 47-47, then took the lead at the 14:56 mark, 53-52, and that's the lead they did not give up the rest of the way, as Dakota Wesleyan went on to beat Hastings today by a score of 94-83. So the Tigers have now won 13 games in a row. Dakota Wesleyan finishes the conference season at 16-2, and they'll start the postseason tournament next week with a mark of 24 wins and 5 losses. Hastings is dropped their final two ball games of the regular season. The Broncos, a very successful year, but it's not over yet. Hastings is now 22-7 on the season. They are 13-5. They will finish 13-5 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, and Hastings will be anywhere from a number two to a number four seed in the GPAC postseason tournament, depending on what happens in the conference today. We had a one-game lead over both Briarcliff and Sioux Falls today, with one game remaining. Sioux Falls is playing at Northwestern today, and Briarcliff is playing in Fremont against the Midland Lutheran Warriors. And again, Hastings College dropping this one here today to Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 94-83. Brady Wiebe led the way for the Tigers today. He scores 30 points. Darren Dorsey had 25, 17 for Preston Broughton, 10 for Mitch Bain, 8 for Chase Walder, and 2 for Mark Mingo. Dakota Wesleyan shooting 23 out of 29 from the foul line this afternoon. Hastings was 11 out of 15 from the free throw line. We were led by Kyler Dossett today with 20 points. Wade Vons had 18, 12 for Brent McNerland, 10 for Derek Fletcher. The other scores for Hastings, Jeremiah Slough had 8 points today. Jake Marvin had 6. Nate Olson had 5 points. So Hastings College dropping this one here to Dakota Wesleyan today. Final score of 94-83. Now stay tuned for the players of the game and the coaches postgame show as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco postgame show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Hastings College, Central Nebraska's nationally known choice for higher education, ranked the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com, named a 2010 best college in the Midwest by Princeton Review, named a best buy in college education by Barron's. Through exploration, attention, and participation, your first step to success begins at nationally renowned Hastings College. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
This is the Hastings College Player of the Game, brought to you by Witt Plumbing and by the Hastings Tribune.
Back at the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota here this afternoon. The Hastings College women winning in the opener today over Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 57-46. Dakota Wesleyan winning in the men's contest here today, the final score of 94-83. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHAS. The Hastings College women's basketball team. Yeah, but day we struggled offensively, but we had four players actually scoring double figures today. Lindsay Ducey had 16 points and 7 rebounds for Hastings. Alicia Stadler had 14 points and 5 rebounds. Heather McEwen had 11 points and 3 rebounds. And Rachel Lishawood had 10 points and 5 rebounds for Hastings College in the opener today. For Hastings College men, we had some guys in double figures as well. In fact, we put enough points on the scoreboard today, 83 of them, but we come up short. As Dakota Wesleyan outscores the Broncos today, 94-83. Kyler Dossett, 20 points in the ball game today. Wade Vons had 18. Brent McNerland had 12. And Derek Fletcher had 10 points. All candidates for our Player of the Game. We'll come back and announce our winners right after this.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
Our player of the game today for the Hastings College women's basketball team is going to be Heather McEwen. It was McEwen who hit 3 three-pointers there in the second half of play that gave Hastings a little bit of momentum and some breathing room as the Broncos broke away and beat Dakota Wesleyan 57-46. McEwen ends up with 11 points in the ball game today. She was just 3 of 10 from the field, but 3 out of 9 on three-pointers. And again, all three of those were huge in the second half as the Broncos went on a little run there in the second half. McEwen was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line, pulls down 3 rebounds, scores the 11 points, had 5 assists and wins sealed today. 34 minutes of playing time for McEwen. She'll grab the honors for the Hastings College women's basketball team. For the guys, we'll go with Kyler Dossett. Leads the team in scoring this afternoon. He had 10 field goals today, did not get to the free throw line, but I'll tell you what, he had a bushel basket full of rebounds in the contest. Still waiting for the final numbers to be brought to us, but Dossett all over the boards this afternoon for Hastings College as he grabs the 20 points, had 10 points in the first half and 10 more in the second. But Hastings College coming up short in the second ball game, 94-83. The Hastings College women win the opener by the score of 57-46. Stick around. The coach's postgame show is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
The Hastings College Player of the Game has been brought to you by the Hastings Tribune and by Witt Plumbing. Stay tuned. Our Hastings College basketball coverage continues with the coach's postgame show. Coming up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. It's a special deal from Hogan Sporting Goods. For every $50 in purchases, you get a $10 coupon for your next purchase. Good through February 20th. Ask Hogan's for details. Hogan Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Our Hastings College basketball coverage continues with the Coach's Postgame Show, brought to you by Borer's Floors, your Mohawk dealer, 827 First Street in Hastings. Now, let's go back to the court.
Back in Mitchell, South Dakota this afternoon. Hastings College dropping one here today. The seventh-ranked team in the country, Dakota Wesleyan, as Dakota Wesleyan beats Hastings by a score of 94-83. As Hastings head coach Lance Creech joins us on the postgame. And, Coach, obviously a disappointing loss today. But I'll tell you what, looked good in the first half. Something happened in half number two.
Well, when they made a little run, I think they cut it. It was like 53-47 or somewhere in that neighborhood. And they really made a strong push back. And I thought we just did some things. We allowed some things to get into our head a little bit that we couldn't control, whether it was officiating or the crowd or their play or whatever it may be. We kind of fractured. You know, as a unit, we just were not as mentally tough as I would have hoped we'd be with such a veteran team. And we got a little bit chippy with one another. We got a little bit chippy on the sidelines, you know, and just things just really deteriorated. And it's unfortunate, but you know, they're a good team, and I'm not sure where we're at right now. You know, I just didn't think, again, that we showed the same kind of toughness maybe they had in earlier games this year.
Hastings got out to a good start here this afternoon. In fact, got a 14-point lead at one point, 27-13. First half today, minus the last 5 minutes of the first half, pretty good, pretty solid for us.
Well, it was. I just thought we did a good job of attacking the basket primarily, and that was kind of our focus coming in, is we just wanted to try and make them defend as best we could, and I thought our guys did a really nice job of getting paint touches, and I thought we did, you know, we didn't take a ton of threes for us. You know, only 17 threes is just not very many. But I thought they were good shots. I don't think we really forced much. I just thought we were very efficient, you know, to kind of go back to using that word a little bit. And, again, we were just really aggressive and kind of back on their heels a little bit, but they really regrouped at the halftime.
Well, really got to the front of the rim and got some easy buckets, probably as good as we have been in a long time today.
Yeah, really
especially
did.
In the first half.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. I really felt good about where we're at, and I thought we did some good things defensively. You know, I mean, the Dorsey kid's the real deal. You know, he's a heck of a ball player, and you know, we just kind of sagged off him and made him shoot, you know, and I thought we did some good things. We kind of lost him a couple times in the second half, late in that first half, and he got to the rim and got a couple easy touches. But for the most part, I thought our defense was pretty good, and I thought we at least made them work for everything that they had to get in the first half.
Then the second half, we did not get to the basket nearly. What did they do in the second half to take that away?
Well, I think they just kind of sagged in, and they really did a good job of face guarding Wade Vaughn's, and I thought they did a good job. Bain did a really nice job on Maya. You know, I didn't think we got nearly the good looks that we did in the first half, because they probably more so them than it was anything that we did. And when we did get it inside, we weren't real patient with it, you know, and we try and use the phrase, the closer you are to the basket, the slower you should play. And I thought we kind of ran through there, and and we played a little bit too fast when we got good positive touches, and it just wasn't there for us.
Slowly but surely they pull away, and I think it got to be a physical ball game toward the end, and that's something that we don't want to play. And like you said, they might have been chipping a little bit. It was 8-0 on the team fouls at one point. I know I looked up there once.
Yeah, and again, that's we may make more than that needs to be made, but those things are frustrating, and that's part of the frustration I think that set in on our guys. We're looking at the scoreboard, wondering why we don't have any fouls. But again, we weren't nearly as aggressive going to the basket, and I thought Dakota Wesleyan was. So when they're aggressive and you're not, that's kind of translate that way. And any tic-tac foul you think you should be getting and they don't call just leads to more frustration. So we've just got to find a way to get our MO back a little bit and get our confidence back. And that first round bye, hopefully we can get a little bit of rest and continue to get back to work and see if we can get a little bit better.
I kind of maybe mixed emotions coming out of here. Obviously a disappointment by losing the ball game, but you have to look back. We had a 14-point lead against the 7th-ranked team in the country back there at midway, actually past the midway point of the first half. So I think we got the tools to play with this team. I'll tell you what, this is a load to handle a team like this. They're a complete package, it looks
like.
They
really are. They really are. The only thing that they don't do overly well, I think, is shoot from three-point range. But they made some timely ones. They made one at the end of a shot clock. They're deep in a shot clock, and we're sagging off, kind of daring them to shoot, and they make one, and that's fine. I mean, that was kind of our game plan again going in, but it's still tough when they want to get to the rim. They can sure get to the rim, whether it's off the pass drive or post feed, and they did a heck of a job doing that.
So not the way we really want to go into the CHIPAC tournament, Coach, with a couple of losses, but I'll tell you what, time to regroup, and now I guess the season starts over because it's been a successful year, but if we can't do anything now, it's going to be a short season.
Well, it is, and we're in a one-game season right now. What we've got to do is kind of put all of our time and energy and focus into that, and I guess we'll see what we're made of on Thursday.
Okay, we'll see you then.
Thank you.
Lance Creech, head coach for Hastings College. Again, the Broncos dropping one here this afternoon to Dakota Wesleyan by the final score of 94-83. We'll get a final word right after this.
Mohawk has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 125 years. And Boers Floors on West 1st Street is your Mohawk dealer. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Call Boers Floors at 463-5667 or stop at 827 West 1st Street in downtown Hastings.
Hastings ended up shooting 51% from the field here this afternoon in a losing cause. They hit 33 out of 64 from the field for 51.6%. Hastings 6 out of 17 on three-pointers for 35%. 11 out of 17 from the free-throw line for 64%. Dakota Wesleyan was 33 out of 68 for 48%. They were 5 out of 23 on three-pointers for 21%, and they were 23 out of 31 from the free-throw line for 74%. Dakota Wesleyan out rebounding Hastings 41-33, and that's something their coach talked about during their shoot-around today. They had to win the rebounding war over Hastings today. They got the job done, 41-33. They won it on the offensive end, 17-11. Turnovers, Hastings had 15. Dakota Wesleyan had 14. The Broncos came up with 4 block shots and 5 steals. Dakota Wesleyan had 1 block shot and 7 steals. So, again, Dakota Wesleyan wins the men's ball game tonight over Hastings College, the final score of 94-83. Hastings is now 22-7 on the season, 13-5. They finish in the GPAC. They'll wait for the pairings to come out. Hastings will have the first round bye on Tuesday. They will play on Thursday. Meanwhile, the Hastings College women, they'll have the number one seed in the conference tournament next week. They will have a first-round bye on Tuesday. They'll play on Thursday, so we'll have a doubleheader next Thursday night. Hastings beating Dakota Wesleyan today by a score of 57-46. So that wraps things up from the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota here this afternoon. Stand by. We've got an update on the state wrestling tournament coming up next with Doug Duda. He's now at Quest Center in Omaha. That'll do it from Mitchell, South Dakota this afternoon. For my engineer and producer, Tyler Moffitt, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good afternoon.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show, brought to you by Boers Floors, your Mohawk dealer at 827 First Street in Hastings. Mohawk has been the most trusted name in carpeting for more than 125 years. Join us next time for Bronco Basketball on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College Basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. It's a special deal from Hogan Sporting Goods. For every $50 in purchases, you get a $10 coupon for your next purchase. Good through February 20th. Ask Hogan's for details. Hogan Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Mohawk has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 125 years. And Boers Floors on West 1st Street is your Mohawk dealer. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Call Boers Floors at 463-5667 or stop at 827 West 1st Street in downtown Hastings.